And perfect. I really hope Rose really likes the roses I got her. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to play golf?
Yeah, what do I do?
You gotta hit that little white ball into that cup.
All right, I got it. Four.
Who can ace? I think you hit Chef Pee-Pee.
Darn.
Jeffy, you almost broke that glass face of flowers.
Well, I'll be more careful this time.
Oh, no, you broke the flower vase.
Let's go check.
What's your parents going to say?
They'll get over it.
You also hit Logan's camera during the scene and broke it.
Yeah, the whole scene was out of focus. It kind of ruined it.
Well, you'll get over it.
All right, Rose, check out your roses.
Marvin, what are you talking about?
There were roses just right here. Ah! Someone broke them.
Marvin, who could have done that?
Jeffy!
Four.
Jeffy, get in here. You hit your dad.
Oh.
Marvin, are you okay?
Jeffy! Jeffy!
Hey, Danny, look, I'm a stripper.
Jeffy, did you hit me in the face with a golf ball?
I'm flossing my butt cheeks on the pole.
Jeffy, did you hit me in the face with a golf ball?
No.
Then where'd you get that golf club behind you?
Who put that there?
And where'd these golf balls come from?
Darn, I guess Tiger Woods was here.
Jeffy, you're gonna grab a vacuum and you're gonna clean up that mess.
I'm sorry, a what?
A vacuum.
What is a vacuum?
Come here, Jeffy. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to clean up this mess?
What am I supposed to do with this big winner, Daddy?
It's a vacuum and you're gonna suck all this up.
Oh, suck me, Daddy.
Jeffy, just suck it up.
All right, Daddy. There, it's done.
Good, you cleaned up the entire mess.
That was fun, Daddy.
Well, now you're grounded for breaking it, and you have to eat green beans for dinner.
But I don't like green beans, Daddy.
You have to eat every single bite.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy, you have to eat every single one of these green beans.
Oh, no, green beans, ew.
Jeffy, eat it.
All right, Daddy. All right, Daddy, I'm done.
There's no way you ate all those green beans.
Ate all of it, like a girl's booty fresh out the shower.
Well, Jeffy, you're still grounded.
All right, Daddy, I'm going to go have more fun with my vacuum.
Chef Pee-Pee, where's my scrambled eggs?
Oh, wow.
You're sleeping on the job? I can't believe you.
No, I'm not sleeping on the job. I think I got hit in the back of the head with a golf ball.
Oh, wow. I can't believe you would actually lie to my face.
You know what? Forget these scrambled eggs. I want you to make me some Jell-O in every single color. Right now. Get to making it.
And done.
Man, that's a lot of Jell-O. Braxton better be happy with this. Braxton, your Jell-O's ready.
You took the ball, Modelo!
Whoops.
No, whoops! You better put it back right now!
I'll see if there's a setting for that.
There better be a setting for that!
It looks like there's a blow setting.
We'll press it!
Alright.
Jeffy! I hate you, Jeffy!
Jeffy!
Whoa! I can hide! What?
He ate all my Jell-O!
Ooh, he gonna get it now.
That's 10 seconds for him!
Swish!
Aw, look at the little baby Thomas!
Hey guys, check out my vacuum!
Oh, you got a raccoon? I wanna see!
No, it's a vacuum and it sucks things.
Kinda like Cody's mom.
Ha! You wanna see?
Yeah!
Yeah, dude!
Dude, it's my head!
Wait,
you sucked up Thomas!
Dude, what is wrong with you?
Give me Thomas!
Yeah, give me my head, dude! Give me my head! Come on!
Thank God I got Thomas back.
Dude, my head! This is totally disgusting!
Get out of here, Jeffy!
Yes, Graham, dude! Yeah, take your vacuum with you!
Oh, man, my face hurts so bad.
Marvin, I popped some popcorn.
How is this going to help my face?
I don't know, Marvin. I just thought it'd be super cute to watch a movie together and eat some popcorn.
My face hurts.
Well, maybe the movie will distract you from the pain.
I think Jeffy broke my eye sockets.
Jeffy didn't mean to hurt you, Marvin.
Okay, how about Jeffy hits you in the face with a golf ball and see if you're all happy?
Jeffy can't do that, silly. I'm too pretty.
What movie do you want to watch?
I don't know, Marvin, but I would like to listen to something really loud so we can enjoy the new surround sound. I want to hear every word that they're saying. Also, I need subtitles.
You don't need subtitles if the movie's loud.
But I want to read and listen.
But the words take up half the screen.
Marvin, come on, please.
Okay, fine. What movie do you watch?
How about Saving Ryan's Privates?
Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah, that one!
That's a very violent movie.
Very loud and violent!
Okay.
Louder, Marvin!
But it's already so loud.
popcorn.
What?
You ate all the popcorn.
Marvin, I didn't eat all the popcorn.
The whole bowl was full. I looked over and then it was empty. You ate it.
Marvin, I was watching the movie with you. How could I eat all the popcorn?
I think you wanted the movie really loud so I wouldn't hear you munching.
Are you calling me fat?
No, I'm not calling you fat. I think you have a sweet tooth for popcorn.
But Marvin, it's a salty snack, not a sweet one.
I just think you're hungry for popcorn.
Marvin, how do I know that you didn't eat all the popcorn?
Because I was watching the dumb movie and getting tinnitus from how loud it was.
I was watching the movie with you.
Just admit you ate the popcorn because you were
hungry. I didn't eat the popcorn.
You were hungry.
What? You were hungry too. That's why I made you popcorn.
Oh, there's someone at the door.
Oh, great. Yeah, run away from your problems, Marvin.
Well, at least I can run because I'm not overweight from eating so much popcorn.
I'm going to my mother's.
Well, make sure there's not a weight limit on the plane ticket.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin, what happened to your face? Did a 300-pound girl sit on it? Because last time my face looked like that, that's what happened to me.
No, it was a golf ball.
She's a big bitch.
It was a golf ball.
Anyway, where's your house payment?
Oh, I actually have my house payment this month.
The shock on my face if you magically make your house payment appear in my hand. Abracadabra.
Well, let me go get it.
I'll be waiting.
All right, my house payment was right... What? Hey! What happened to my house payment? It was right here!
Oh, no. Goodman's not going to believe me. Oh.
What are you doing?
Itching my balls, Marvin. Waiting makes my balls itch. And by the looks of it, you coming back empty-handed, I'm about to scratch my balls clean off my body. Now, where's your house payment?
Well, you see, look, I had it.
Had it. Well, I've had it with you. Smell it!
Well, I'm not smelling. Well, listen.
Where is your house payment?
Look, I had it, and it disappeared like poof.
Like poof. Like fucking Houdini?
Yeah.
Marvin, you see that car back there? You know what that is? It's a Lamborghini. And you'll never have one, because you can't even pay your own house payment. Now let's go inside and try to find that house payment of yours.
So it was right here?
Yeah, it was right there, and it just went away.
Darn, I hate when that happens.
Well, I promise, I'm not joking. Look, I was so excited to give you the house payment.
I bet you were, and I was so excited to get your house payment. But silly me for believing you.
I'm not lying. Look, I will find the money, and I will pay it to you by tomorrow.
All right, if you don't pay it by tomorrow, then your face is going to look like that, but like 10 times worse, because I'm going to sit on your face. And let me tell you something, Marvin. I don't wipe, and I'm a bouncer. And these steel balls are going to be slapping you in the face the entire time. Okay?
Oh, okay, I promise I'll get it tomorrow.
I'm leaving.
Can't wait to sit on Marvin's face tomorrow when he doesn't give me his house payment. Wait, where's my Lamborghini key? Oh, hell no. Marvin! Marvin!
What?
You call this looking for your house payment? Sitting on your couch?
I was looking for it.
No, you weren't. Don't lie to me.
I'm gonna look for it.
When? Tomorrow when it's due? Because if I were you, I'd be scared of my steel ball slapping you in the face.
I'm gonna look for it. Why'd you come back?
Because someone took my Lamborghini key.
Wait, your Lamborghini key's missing and the house payment's missing. Like, who took it?
I don't know. Maybe we should call Scooby-Doo and they can figure out this mystery. But I gotta go. So I called Chives, and he's actually landing a helicopter on the roof right now to come pick me up.
You called, sir?
Yes, Chives. Get me away from this poor.
Very well, sir.
Look, I'm gonna find your car keys and the money, and I'll give them both to you tomorrow.
Good, because if you don't, not only am I gonna be sitting on your face, but I'm gonna get Chives' old raisin ass to sit on your face, too.
I beg your pardon?
Yes. The hell is that?
I think it's Jeffy with a vacuum.
Oh, really? Because what I think it is I think it's your wife lonely in the next room over using power tools because you're not good enough.
Okay, let's go figure out what that noise is.
I'm coming.
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Jeffy, you're not supposed to be playing with a vacuum.
It's a vacuum, Daddy, and that thing was milking me like a cow.
Jeffy, I am taking the vacuum away from you.
No, that's my vacuum!
Wait, why does it smell so bad? I'm going to open up the vacuum and see what's in it.
No, Daddy, don't!
What is all this?
What is that? Popcorn? Oh no, I got mad at Rose for no reason.
What the hell is this?
My son's been going around the house and vacuuming everything. But look, there's your house payment.
Is my Lamborghini key in there?
Most likely.
Well, then you better get to bobbing.
Well, please don't make me put my face in that.
Well, you either get to bobbing or you're gonna have my balls on your face.
I got your stupid damn car key.
Chives, sell it.
Very well, sir.
Okay, so we good?
You gotta go back down there and get that house payment.
Okay.
what do you want to eat for dinner tonight?
I was thinking we could make a big old pot of green beans. Ugh. We open like 8 cans of green beans and pour it in a pot and put a little bit of salt and pepper, but mostly green beans.
Marvin, no one likes green beans.
But they're healthy for you, and Jeffy needs to eat healthy if he wants to live long.
Why don't we ask Jeffy what he wants to eat?
Because he's going to want like pizza or ice cream or something.
Ooh, pizza and ice cream sound good.
But that's unhealthy, baby. He needs to eat healthy. But I guess we can ask him. Jeffy, get in here!
What do you want, Daddy? I was about to do something.
What do you want for dinner tonight?
Oh, I want a big old bucket of cheese balls.
But you're not going to eat cheese balls for dinner, Jeffy.
Why? I like cheese balls.
They're just balls with cheese on them.
Yeah, that's what I get if I don't shower for 3 days.
That's gross, Jeffy. Look, you're not eating cheese balls. You need to eat green beans.
I hate green beans, Daddy, and you know this. I want cheese balls.
Well, you're not eating cheese balls. You take your hand off that lid. You do not take that lid off. You put that lid back on. You do not grab. You put that cheese ball back. You put that cheese ball back. Don't you put that cheese ball in your mouth?
I don't like that. I hate green beans.
You need green beans. Green beans are healthy. Cheese balls aren't healthy. You feel better? That makes you feel better?
Daddy, I think I lost my voice.
You lost your voice? Good. I don't have to hear your voice anymore.
No, Daddy, it really hurts.
Well, I don't care.
Marvin, we need to call a doctor. What if he hurt his throat box?
He did not hurt his throat box.
Daddy,
voice box?
Yeah, that.
Throat box? Okay, it's called a voice box, but not
we
throat box.
We need to call a doctor!
Okay, fine, we'll call a doctor.
It really hurts.
Hey there, someone call a doctor? What is going on here?
I don't know what's going on with that, but my son Jeffy, he lost his voice. He went, too hard.
But he did what?
He went, too hard.
He went, What is,
I don't know, it's a sound he makes, but he went, too hard.
Well, was he trying to poop?
Trying to poop?
Well, sometimes when I'm constipated and I try to poop, I go, to like push it out, you know?
I don't think he's trying to poop. Is that what you're trying to do? He's trying. Apparently, that's what he's trying to do.
Okay, so he lost his voice doing that?
Yeah, he can't talk. I try to talk, Jeffy.
No, I can't talk.
See, he's making that noise when he tries to talk.
Okay, let me get in there and take a look. All right, kid, open your mouth. What does he not want me to help him? Or?
Jeffy, open your mouth. Don't do this. Just open your mouth.
I can't really see in there. Could you open your mouth wider? Wow, okay. He can dislocate his jaw like a snake. That's cool. Wait a minute. He doesn't have a throat, but this is a puppet.
A puppet?
Yeah, he's just a puppet. So I don't think he lost his voice. I think the guy playing the puppet lost his voice.
Wait, so Lance lost his voice?
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, Lance, what's wrong with your voice? Why does it sound like that?
I lost it when I did the really big noise.
Well, go get a cough drop or drink some water. We gotta finish the video.
I don't think we can finish the video. We're gonna have to cancel filming.
Cancel filming? We've never done that ever. We can't do that. The fans will get mad if we cancel filming.
Rogan, I'll voice Jeffy.
Elena, you can't voice Jeffy. You only play like one character.
Hey, I play Broken Guy's wife, too.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Okay, let me hear your Jeffy voice.
What? Ding.
Oh, God, that's awful.
I don't even know.
Hey, Poopy, just put Brooklyn Guy down and you try to voice Jeffy.
Okay, I'll try. All right, so what do you want me to do?
I
want to
hear your Jeffy voice. You might be able to play Jeffy.
Oh, God. Okay, What doing? Want to see my pencil?
That's perfect.
What?
All right, Lance, Poopy's going to play Jeffy.
You're just going to replace me like that?
Oh, you know how he gets whenever I try to play his characters? He gets all jealous.
Lance, don't cry.
Jeez, this is what I'm talking about.
Let's go talk to him.
Stupid lake.
Lance, why are you throwing rocks at the lake?
I'm finished. My voice is gone from playing Jeffy. It's never coming back.
Oh my God, he's such a drama queen.
I can go to the store for tea and honey for your voice.
That doesn't work. None of your spiritual stuff works. All right, Lance, look, you've lost your voice playing Jeffy before. It'll come back.
Not like this. This time I'm done. I think I'm going to retire.
Retire?
Oh my God, does this mean I can finally play his characters?
Logan, is he serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Look, I can do a mean Mr. Goodman. Check it out.
Breaking news, okay?
Well, that's perfect. I like that. Oh, let's go film.
Yeah. So I really get to play Jeffy?
Yeah, your voice sounds just like Jeffy. The fans won't tell the difference.
Awesome. I've always wanted to play him.
All right, so this is what's going to happen in the scene. So you're going to play Jeffy, and you're going to go, oh, I got my voice back. And then Brooklyn Guy, can you play Brooklyn Guy and Jeffy at the same time?
Can I play Brooklyn Guy and Jeffy at the same time? Of course I can. I'm Pooby. You see how long these arms are for some reason? I can do anything. Like Dr. Octopus over here. Except I only have the two arms. And they're not made of metal. And I'm not Alfred Molina. I'm Pooby, so I don't really know why I said all that.
Well, look, just grab Jeffy, grab Booking Guy. Let's get this scene.
Okay.
Hey, Daddy, my voice came back.
Whoa, his voice came back.
His voice is back.
It's a miracle.
We're so glad your voice is back, Jeffy.
Well, I guess I did my job.
So, Jeffy, you learn not to scream like that ever again. It can hurt your voice.
I sure did, Daddy.
All right, guys, let's go eat some green beans.
I hate green beans, dagnabbit.
Oh, you... Poovy, you have to watch this scene. It was so good.
Oh, I don't have to watch it. I know it was good. Everything I do is gold.
Your Jeffy voice is just so perfect.
I know. And hey, I'm not gonna lie. I've been practicing for this moment. And just between you and me, I think my Jeffy voice is better than Lance's.
It is better than Lance's.
Why does Jeffy sound country?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't get it.
It doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good. How can it not sound good? I'm Poovy. I can imitate any character. Name a character. Jar Jar Binks, off the dome, got it. Misa Jar Jar Binks, killed it.
Logan, his voice for Jeffy is terrible. Jar Jar being spot on, but Jeffy is bad.
Can you do her voices too so we can fire her?
Oh, I mean, I could try.
He can't do my voices. I'm a girl.
Move aside, chump. Check this out. I'm going to do Marvin's wife or girlfriend or whatever she is now.
Oh, Marvin, we should let Jeffy do things.
Okay, well, you can't do Brooklyn Guy's wife.
That's even easier.
Boiny!
Yeah, you're fired. You're so good, Poovy. Oh, okay, can you do Chef Pee-Pee's voice?
Oh, yeah.
Junior!
Okay, I'm firing Lavelle. It's just gonna be me and you, buddy. Me and you against the world. We're gonna do all these videos. All right, let's get the next scene.
Hold on, Logan. You know what else I can do?
What? No, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, I can do it.
Well, you can't do that.
Yep, I can hold the camera, too.
Oh, well, you can't play Marvin.
Oh, Jeffy, oh, stop it.
No, you can't do this. You can't take everyone's characters.
Oh, I can, and I did. Now get out of here. I'm going to change the name of the channel to Super Poovy Poovy. It's going to be SPP now.
Hey, Elena.
Don't talk to me, Logan. I don't want my job back, even if you beg me.
Well, look, Poovy just fired me.
Poovy fired you?
Yeah, turns out he can hold the camera and play my characters.
Ha!
Well, this is serious. He's going to take over the channel.
I don't think that he can play all our characters and film it all and edit it all.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't think Poovy could do that either.
Hey, losers, check this out.
Marvin,
Jeffy, stop it. And I'm filming it. Your careers are over, chumps.
God, I never thought Poovy was such a jerk.
I know, he really is.
But what are we gonna do? We can't let him take over the channels. Oh, we should call the cops.
He plays the cops.
Oh, you're right, he does. Ooh, we can call Lance. Lance plays a cop. Oh, his voice is gone. What are we gonna do?
Logan, it's your house. We can just walk in.
You're right. Let's just walk in and let's take the channel back.
Okay.
Okay, where do you think he's at?
And go. Dude, Daniel, my green beans. Jimmy, stop it.
Man, I am killing it today.
I think he's upstairs.
Okay, let's go upstairs and try to ruin his filming.
All right, next scene. And go.
I don't want to eat green beans, Daddy. Oh, Jeffy, you gotta eat your green beans. Oh, Marvin, let him do what he wants to do.
Oh, my God. I'm controlling three characters at the same time. I even have one on my foot. I am a god.
Hey, Poovy.
What do you want, loser? Hold on, let me put my puppets down. All right, what do you want? And make it quick, because I got to finish filming this video. I have to edit it and upload it tonight.
Well, me and Elena were talking, and we decided that you can't do this.
Are you sure? Because it looks like I'm already doing it.
Well, you might be doing it, but the fans aren't going to like it. They're going to hate that you're playing every character.
Are you completely sure about that?
I'm 100% sure about that.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to finish this video, and then I'm going to upload it. And if the fans hate it, then we'll just go back to the way things were. But if the fans love this video, then you and Elena have to quit forever.
That's a deal.
What? I didn't agree to this.
Look, the fans are gonna hate it. It sucks. Let's make the deal. All right, it's a deal.
All right, shake on it.
All right.
All right, I'm gonna go edit. I don't know how to do that, but I'm gonna figure it out. All right, I uploaded the video, and it already has 10 million views and 10 million likes.
10 million views and 10 million likes? None of our videos ever got that many likes.
How is that even possible?
Because my shit don't stink, brah. All I make is hits.
Well, let me see this video.
Okay, but get ready for your eyes to melt from all the awesomeness.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school today? Oh, it was great, Daddy. I got an F on my report card. Ooh, boy, you got an F? Oh, you're gonna get it now. You're grounded. Oh, Marvin, an F just means that he's doing fantastic. Exactly, Daddy.
Oh, cut? All right, that was great. It was perfect. Oh, I'm on fire. So what do you think?
That wasn't even good.
It was only 23 seconds long.
No. The comments say otherwise. Let's take a look here. Okay, Dylan says, best video I've ever seen. I think Poovy should play everyone from now on. Well, guess what, Dylan? I am. That's exactly what I'm doing. And Cindy says, I honestly want a whole series of this. Well, congratulations, Cindy, because I'm running the whole channel now. Louie says, absolutely perfect in every way. Sorry, Logan, but...
but I can't go back to your videos now that I've seen what Pooby can do. Hope you understand.
Well, those are just a few comments.
Oh, yeah? Well, Optic says Pooby's an amazing director. Oh, and look, this was totally worth watching. This is a masterpiece. This is such a masterpiece. This is beautiful. What an amazing performance by Pooby. Oh, thanks, Owen. Oh, look at this. We need more videos like this. The acting is spot on. I'm shacking and crying right now. 10/10, life-changing. I changed that kid's life. And look, another 10 out of 10. Perfect video. Truly a cinematic masterpiece. Quite possibly the best piece of media I've ever seen from Super Pooby Poobs.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, that's right. You ain't got shit on Pooby, so get steppin'.
A deal's a deal.
Just like that?
We have to go with a deal. Well, Elena, I guess this is the end of our channel since Pooby's better than us.
I guess I'll move back to Maryland.
I mean, you always move back there. Where's that noise coming from?
It's coming from that closet!
Let's see what's inside. Pooby?
Are you okay?
Mm-mm. Wait. If Pooby's right here, then who's that upstairs?
I don't know!
Wait, let's take the tape off his mouth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ow!
Wait, Pooby, what happened?
Some maniac who looks just like me tied me up and threw me in here.
Wait, let's go see who that is.
You're not gonna untie me first?
You did good, Lance. You did good. You made the entire crew think Pooby's an asshole. That'll teach them for playing my characters.
Oh, my God.
Lance?
Oh, rats.
Well, I don't understand. Why do you have a Pooby costume?
Because I didn't want Pooby playing my characters.
What are you talking about?
Well, you remember when we were down by the lake after I lost my voice? You guys were walking back to the house, so I grabbed Pooby and I tied him up and I threw him in the closet because I didn't want to play in my characters. Then I went to the store and I got honey and tea, and that fixed my voice.
I knew it.
Yeah, and then I was like, you know what? I don't want Logan and Elena hanging out with Pooby anymore. So I dressed up like Pooby, and then I was mean to you guys to make you guys hate Pooby.
Well, then how'd you get the video with the 10 million views?
Oh, I just photoshopped it.
Hey, guys. Remember me? The one you left tied up in a closet? Oh, hey, Lance.
Dick. Sorry, Pooby.
No, sorry, Pooby. This is a crime.
Guys, let's all just calm down, okay? We have to finish Jeffy Loses His Voice. So, Lance, play Jeffy.
Are you kidding me? We're not going to do this now.
Father?
What do you want, Jeffy?
Can we play with my volcano?
Volcano? No, Jeffy, it's gonna make a mess.
Oh, make my volcano erupt, Daddy?
Jeffy, stop it. Where'd you even get that at?
I found it.
You didn't just find it. Why are you wearing goggles?
Because I am a scientist. It is a scientific fact that all scientists wear big, goofy goggles. So in other words, let's blow shit up, Daddy.
Jeffy, language!
We're not gonna play with the volcano because I don't want to make a mess.
Come on, Marvin. Support his scientific creative imagination. Just do it, Marvin.
Hell yeah, Mommy.
Okay, fine. We'll do it, but I don't want to make a mess.
All right, Daddy. I'll go grab a towel. I have a feeling this baby's a squirter.
Jeffy, your volcano's ready.
Heck yeah, Daddy.
Jeffy, what are you wearing?
It's my scientist outfit, Daddy. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a lab coat so I don't stain my clothes.
That's pretty MF'ing sweet.
Jeffy, I don't think your volcano works. I put sugar, spice, and I put it very nice, and it didn't erupt.
Well, it's because you forgot the secret ingredient.
What's the secret ingredient?
Right here.
Ew, Jeffy, what is that?
Piss.
Jeffy, you're not putting your pee in a volcano.
Jeffy, you need to drink more water.
I'm talking straight kidney stones, Mommy.
Jeffy, you're not putting that in the volcano.
Well, I have to, Daddy, because it makes it erupt.
It's not going to erupt.
Yes, it will. Watch.
What? Whoa, it worked.
See, Daddy, I told you it would work.
Sugar. Spice. And everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect little volcano. But Professor Marvin and Jeffy purposefully added an extra ingredient to the concoction. Chemical piss. Thus, the Powerpuff Jeffies were born! Using their ultra superpowers, Jeffy, Bubbles, and Buttercup have dedicated their lives to fighting crime and the forces of evil!
Dun, 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 dun.
Jeffies, what do you want?
We want to fight crime.
Yeah!
That's what we want to do.
Well, go fight crime. I'm trying to watch TV.
Powerpuff Jeffies, initiate diaper smacking sequence.
Oh, look at the TV. Crime. There's crime on the TV.
Breaking news, MK. A monkey is going around and stealing women's purses. No one has been able to stop him, and the police are asking for someone to help.
Oh, no. You guys got to stop Mojo Jojo.
We got to stop him.
He's such an evil monkey.
Bananas,
let's go.
myself.
I don't know why I'm walking around at night all by myself carrying my expensive purse with lots of money in it.
Mojo Jojo wants your purse, so give it to me.
Ah, Mojo Jojo!
Give me your purse. Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha, I stole a purse.
Stop right there.
Mojo.
Jojo.
Oh, Powerpuff Jeffies. What are you doing here?
You better give that purse back right now.
That's stealing.
Bananas.
I don't know why I sound like an Asian stereotype, but you'll never get this purse.
Well, you gotta give that purse back.
Oh, what are you going to do about it?
Beat your monkey ass.
Oh, is that all you got? Okay, that hurt a little bit. Curse you, Powerpuff Jeffy!
We got our purse back!
We saved the day!
Yay!
Let's go home!
Hey, Danny, look! We got this lady's purse back!
We'll give it back to her!
Don't have to!
Do have to!
No, Danny, because we're gonna get the money out of her for a reward!
That's stealing, Jeffy!
No, it's not, because she would've never got the purse back if it wasn't for us!
That's wrong!
No, and we also found this. I think it's a whistle. Must be broken. It's not making a noise.
Jeffy, that's not a whistle.
Then what is it? Is it a push plug?
What?
What's that?
Jeffy, put that down. Stop bothering me.
No, Daddy, I want you to explain what this is. Is it a fishing pole?
No, it's not. Okay, Jeffy, look.
Ha, 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 ha. I'm going to teach those Powerpuff Jeffies a lesson for beating me up. I wrapped this bomb up to look like a present. So when they open it, kaboom! Just like Hiroshima.
And that's why women are in a bad mood all the time. Jeffy?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. Can you explain it again? I wasn't listening.
I'll answer the door. Just stay right here. Hello? Hello? There's no one here. A birthday gift? It's nobody's birthday.
So, Daddy, girls really put these in their butt?
What? Yes, I don't know, Jeffy. Look, there's a birthday gift at the front door.
Well, it's not my birthday.
It's making a ticking sound.
Well, I can't hear anything because I got tampons in my ear.
It is making a ticking sound.
It's a bomb!
Bomb was you saved today.
Yeah.
Don't mention it.
Who would send a bomb as a birthday gift?
It was Mojo Jojo.
He don't like us.
We need to beat him up again.
Well, whatever makes you guys leave and stop bothering me.
Breaking news, M.K. A monkey has just robbed a bank and got away with a couple $100,000. The police are asking for your help to find the monkey.
He robbed a bank?
That monkey just never learns. Let's go get him, guys.
I can't believe I, Mojo Jojo, just robbed a bank and got away with all of this cash. And no one can stop me now that I defeated all of the Powerpuff Jeffies.
Stop right there.
Mojo.
Jojo.
Powerpuff Jeffies, I thought I blew you away with that bomb.
Nope.
Dang it.
All right, guys, beat him up. Hey, Danny, look. We got all the stolen money back from the bank robbery.
We'll give the money back to the bank.
No, that's our reward money now.
No, it's not your reward money. Look, Jeffy, you can't keep keeping the things that you get back from the people that stole them.
Yes, we can, because the good things that we're doing need to be rewarded. And so this is our reward.
Look, Jeffy, you three were given great power. And with great power comes great responsibility. You're like Spider-Man. Spider-Man saves people and he doesn't get paid.
Well, because he's an idiot. He wants to save all those people and not get paid. See, firefighters get paid. Police officers get paid, paramedics get paid, and so we need to get paid. So, paper, cash, cash, green cash, paper.
No, look, Jeffy, look, most superheroes don't get paid. Spider-Man doesn't get paid, Batman doesn't get paid.
Well, Batman doesn't need to be paid because he's already a bajillionaire. See, I need to be paid because I need cash, because hoes aren't cheap. They want filet mignon, they want designer, they want Gucci, they want Louis Vuitton, they're thirsty.
Well, Jeffy, listen, you're not keeping this money, give it back to the bank.
The upper.
You do have to, Jeffy.
No.
You're just like a
criminal. No, I talked to Dan because Jeffy don't want to listen. I'm keeping the money.
Ha 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 ha. It's time for those Powerpuff Jeffies to die. I got a skunk, and he's filled with poisonous gas. And as soon as he farts, and those Jeffies smell it, oh, they're going to die. Come on, skunk.
Jeffy, what are you even going to buy with all that money?
Bow toes and toes, Daddy.
What? No, Jeffy, that's not a good reason. Give it back to the bank. A skunk! How'd a skunk get in the house?
Oh, no, Daddy, but let's check its dirty pooper.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, just as I expected. A dirty little stink hole.
Wait, I don't want to look at its butt, Jeffy.
Yep, smells like acorns and spinach.
Wait, no, how'd a skunk get in the house?
I can talk to animals.
Oh, you want to talk to its dirty little pooper? Hi, I'm a dirty poop hole.
Oh, blow me a kiss.
Jeffy, let her talk to the skunk.
Hi, Mr. Skunk. What are you doing here?
Hello. Monkey paid me to come here and kill you with deadly gas from ass.
Kill us?
Yes, he paid me $10 to come in here and lay a big heaping pile of shit right in your house, and then all of you die from exposure.
No, please don't kill us.
Well, I have to, because he paid me $10, and as you know, Russian money isn't worth shit right now, so...
I'll give you $10,000 not to kill us!
Deal! Thank you, lady.
How'd you get the skunk to leave?
I gave him $10,000!
See, Daddy, and you said that we should have given that money back to the bank, and if we would have done that, then the skunk would have killed us with his dirty little poop hole.
Oh, shut up, Jeffy. The news!
Breaking news, MK! A monkey is threatening to kill all of humanity with his death ray. The police are begging. Can someone please help save the world?
Ha 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 ha! Oh, now that the Powerpuff Jeffies are all dead, I, Mojo Jojo, can finally conquer the world and kill everyone with my death ray. And no one can stop me! Ha 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 ha!
Stop right there!
Mojo!
Jojo!
Dang it! Powerpuff Jeffies! I thought you were dead! How are you still alive?
You were just that MFing good.
Well, it's time for you to die!
I can shoot fireballs from my head.
You killed Buttercup! Bubbles, get him! No! You killed Bubbles!
Two down, one left. Time to die.
I wish I had some other power other than being a good leader. Oh, wait. I still got one more thing. The fishing pole. Give me a gun. Now that Mojo Jojo's dead, Buttercup, Bubbles, no!
So once again, the day was saved, thanks to Jeffy and his tampon.
What's wrong, Jeffy? Use your words, Jeffy. Jeffy, use your words.
Mojo! Killed!
Okay, Jeffy.
Buttercup and Bubbles!
Well, Mojo killed Buttercup and Bubbles.
Yeah, Mojo Jojo had a death ray, and he shot Buttercup and Bubbles, and they died!
Well, oh, no!
Then, yes, oh, no! And then I had to take the death ray, and I had to go, bop, 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 and kill Mojo Jojo, and then he died!
Well, at least you're alive.
Facts.
So, what did I miss?
Where have you been?
I don't know. It just seemed convenient at the time.
Well, Jeffy had two twins, and they all had superpowers, and they were defeating this monkey who had, like, a tube brain, and his name was Mojo Jojo.
Aw, Marvin, you played with Jeffy today?
Well, no, we weren't playing. This all happened. Jeffy, tell her.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mommy, Daddy's a little cuckoo in the clock up here.
No, Jeffy, look at the shirt you're wearing. How'd you get the shirt?
You dressed me up like a girl and you said I was the prettiest girl ever.
What? No, baby, no, you gotta believe me.
Aw, Marvin, I'm glad you had fun today.
Well, no, we weren't playing.
So tonight, you're going to be doing a craft film project. Each of you is going to make a 1-minute movie about whatever you want. And whoever has the most amazing movie is going to win an Oscar.
An Oscar? I've always wanted to win an Oscar. You know, I'm a natural born actor.
Dude, you're a natural born dork.
Yeah, Cody, the only Oscar you're ever going to win is an Oscar Mayer wiener in your mouth.
Well, that's just as good.
I'm going to make an art film.
Well, no, Penelope, I need you to be in my film. I'm going to remake Shrek, and I want you to play Fiona as an ogre. Not the normal girl part. I have someone for that.
Shut up, Junior.
All right, Crass. So go home and try to get your movie done so you can win this award.
What's your film going to be about, Junior?
Probably dinosaurs. What's your film going to be about?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe something hot and romantic. Do you think he'll let me do nudity? Probably not. I'd have to charge for that. What's your movie going to be about, Joseph?
I'm not going to tell you guys. You're going to steal my ideas.
Well, I'm going to make the best film ever.
I'm going to win the Oscar.
Whoever wins the Oscar is the coolest kid ever. Okay, what kind of movie should I make? Ooh, I know. I can make an animated movie about a girl starting her period, and every time she has period cramps, she turns into a panda bear. Oh, wait, Pixar already did that.
Hey, Junior, I just came to tell you that my movie's gonna be better than yours, so end.
Well, no, my movie's gonna be better than yours.
Hey, guys, I want you to meet Chris Ockford and Sasha.
Why do you have sock puppets?
Because I'm making a sock puppet movie.
That's so lame, Joseph. No one's ever gonna watch something with puppets in it.
Yeah, nobody likes puppets, Joseph. That'll never take off. You have a better chance shaking a stuffed animal and making it talk.
Yeah.
Well, I'll show you when you guys lose and I'm the winner.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. My movie's gonna be better.
Junior, I need the Lego Titanic. I mean, I don't know why I'm asking you. It's mine. I just left it here after we built it.
Well, go take it then. Get out of my house. You're distracting me from making a movie. Okay, I gotta think of something that's genius.
Hey, guys. You're looking at an Oscar winner because I made the hottest, steamiest movie of all time.
Well, Cody, my movie's better. I have so much action and destruction in it. It's gonna be so crazy.
Yeah, does your movie have you getting slammed up against a foggy car window?
No.
That's what I thought.
Dude, my sock puppet movie is so awesome, it's top tier. It's gonna knock your socks off.
Well, we know he's not winning. No one wants to watch a sock movie.
But dude, it has so much drama in it. It's like a Lifetime movie.
Alright, Crass. So today, you're gonna be presenting your Crass film project. And remember, the best film is gonna win this Oscar. So who wants to go first?
Oh, teacher chose me! Me! I wanna sock it to him and show him what a real movie looks like.
Alright, Joseph, come up here and show us your film.
Yes! Alright, guys, prepare to have your heart's broken when you watch this real-life movie based on a true story called My Life Sucks.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, honey, you're home early. I thought you had to work late.
Sasha, you're cheating on me with this black sock?
No, Chris Ockford, it's not what you think. He kidnapped me. I have Stockholm Syndrome. I'm not falling for that again. Yeah, I'm a sock, but I wasn't bought yesterday. You're a socky excuse of a woman. You think I'm gonna walk in here while you're socking another man to be okay with it? Yeah, I'm not Will Smith, lady, okay? Pack all your shoes and get out.
No, baby, please don't leave. You're an ankle sock and he's a tube sock. I couldn't help myself. I'm so socky. My wife cheated on me. It's time to end it all.
Isn't it so sad? See, my movie didn't have a happy ending because real life doesn't have happy endings.
Okay, Joseph. Very good. Go sit down. All right, Jeffy, you're next.
Alright, so my movie's called Fruit Party 4, and if this one does good, I'll make the first three like Star Wars.
Doo-doo-doo, I'm a happy strawberry. Hey, Mr. Banana, what doing?
Oh, nothing. I'm just mad because I'm a banana and not a happy strawberry.
Oh, don't be mad, Mr. Banana. I bet you please all the girls because you're a banana.
No, nobody wants me because I have a bruise on me.
Hey, it's me. I'm a pineapple.
Sup?
Oh, great. It's Mr. Pineapple, the coolest fruit in the world.
Yeah, it's me. What are you bozos doing?
Well, I'm being a happy strawberry. Nothing can ruin this day.
My day's always ruined. I'm a bruised banana.
Jesus Christ!
Wow, Jeffy, how graphic. Go sit out. All right, Penelope, you're next.
I kind of don't want to show mine. I didn't get to finish it.
Penelope, you come up here and present or you fail!
Okay, fine!
Penelope, why don't you want to show it? Is it just a video of you just eating food for 5 hours because you're fat?
Shut up, Junior! So all I want to say is that my dad walked in on me while I was making it, and it's really embarrassing, so here.
Oh, Justin, mi amor, I know we just met, but I feel like we are soulmates. You want me to stay here in Paris with you? But my flight takes off in 5 minutes, and you know I have to see my dying aunt who would never allow this to happen. Maybe we'll meet in another life. What's that? One more kiss? All right.
Penelope, what are you doing?
Dad, what are you doing? Get out. I'm making a movie.
What? You're making a movie? Oh, God, no. I failed as a parent. My daughter feels like she has to make movies like this.
Dad, get out. You're embarrassing me.
You're embarrassing me. You're embarrassing the whole family with what you're doing here with this picture. All right, that's it. I am not going to allow you to make these kinds of movies. All right, you're going to boarding school.
Oh, that was so embarrassing. Boo, trash.
Shut up, Junior.
I mean, he is right, Penelope. It is embarrassing. Go sit down. Cody, you're next.
Oh, yeah. Get ready to watch a cinematic masterpiece. Okay, everybody. Prepare to cream your panties because you're going to watch the biggest, hottest movie of the summer. I remade Titanic, and I call it Titanic.
I don't want to be with you, Cal. I don't even care about your money. I'd rather be with someone hotter but poor.
Hey, Ken. I changed my mind. I want to be with you. What's that? Step up on the ledge. But what if I fall?
I'm flying! I'm flying, Ken! I'm flying!
Drown me like one of your French boys, Ken. I'll be honest, it's not really your best work. I mean, my abs are way bigger in real life, and you can't even see my junk. I'm gonna have to move this blanket. Okay, draw me again. Let's take another crack at this.
Put your hands on me, Ken. Oh no, Ken, we just hit a bag of ice. Now the ship is sinking, and the lifeboats are all full. We're gonna have to jump in the water.
Yeah. Oh, Ken, I'm so cold. I mean, I'm sure you're colder, because you're in the water, and I'm not. I would let you get on my door, but there's just not enough room. Oh, Ken. Ken, oh, it's so cold. I'll never let go, Ken. I'll never let go. Oh no, I let go. Ken, I'm sorry, I'm just so cold. No!
Yeah! That was 80 years ago, and it was the sexiest, hunkiest experience of my life. Thousands of people died, but that pipe was legendary. Huh? How hot was that shit, huh?
Very good, Cody. Now go sit down. Junior, you're next.
Yeah, Junior. Let's see if your movie's as hot as mine.
All right, guys. Prepare to watch a real movie that has destruction and death. I call it Doomsday in Townsville. In the city of Townsville, the Powerpuff Girls are on vacation, so the city is defenseless. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on that farm was Cody's mom, big fat ugly pig, with a I'm a fat there and I'm ugly stinky pig, ugly fat fatty fat fatty fatty fat fat, old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Oh no, is that a dinosaur? I came back from extinction to destroy your city. Crash, 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 crash. Oh, no. My son works in that building. He's probably dead. Oh, he's super dead. Crash, 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 crash. Oh, but whatever you do, please don't eat my dog. Oh, I would never eat your dog. Oh, you promise? No. Your dog, mom, dead, die. Ah, no, my dog. Well, whatever you do, don't eat Cody's mom. What? Cody's mom? Oh, I didn't know you had her. Oh, she's so fat and ugly. I'm going to eat her. No. Fat Cody's mom. You see that, Cody? Your fat mom's getting eaten. Fat Cody's mom. Oh, no. Oh, man. Am I so full from eating Cody's big fat mom? If I would have ate her in the beginning, I wouldn't have destroyed your city. Well, get out of here before I call the cops. Woo! Oh, no, the cops. I have a record. I gotta get out of here. Oh, man. What can make this day any worse? Well, at least there's not giant tarantulas trying to eat me. Oh, well, do I have bad news for you. When I was trying to leave the town, giant tarantulas were coming this way. Well, I'll pay you anything if you can save me. Okay, I'll try and defeat them. Oh, no, the giant tarantulas are coming. Oh, no! The giant tarantula's coming across the bridge! He's gonna try to eat me! Oh, cops, come help me! Woo-hoo! We're blocked! We can't, there's a train! We can't get past the train! Well, save me, he's gonna eat me! Oh, no! He's coming right towards me! I'm dead. The end. So, guys, what'd you think of the movie, huh? Hey, Cody, did you see your mom in the movie? How she's a big, fat, ugly pig? Uh-oh, here comes Cody. But Cody just slapped the shit out of me.
Keep my mom's name out your fucking mouth.
It was a your mom's a pig joke.
Keep my mom's name out your fucking mouth.
Okay, I will.
All right, Junior, go sit down. And the winner of the Oscar is... Cody!
I won! I actually won an Oscar!
This is kind of awkward because I just embarrassed myself in front of everyone. But I won!
Oh my god, really? Oh, thank you. I just want to start off by saying I'm sorry, teacher, for slapping someone in your class. You know, love makes you do crazy things, but I hope you invite me back. I deserve this award so much. My movie was so good. Oh, thank you all, except for Junior. Thank you.
Hey, Marvin, your phone's ringing.
I know, I can hear it. It's right next to me.
Okay, fine.
Hello?
Hello. This is Jackie Chu, Jeffy's teacher. I was calling to tell you that Jeffy's going to be getting his report card today, just in case he doesn't show you.
All right, thank you for warning me.
Who was that, Marvin?
It was Jeffy's teacher. Let me know he's getting his report card today.
Ooh.
Ah, Daddy, help me! I was putting on my shirt and it started eating me!
No, it's not eating your Jeffy. It was just stuck.
All right, thanks, Daddy, for saving me from the big bad shirt monster.
Well, look, Jeffy, your teacher just called me and let me know you're getting your report card today, so don't try to throw it away or anything. You have to show me.
Okay, Daddy. Well, there's not going to be any bad grades on it because I'm the smartest boy in.
Well, look, if there's a single F on that report card, your life's over. You're grounded for a year.
Okay, Daddy, but there's not going to be any Fs on it.
Well, look, get to school. Get your butt to school.
Oh, just my butt? All right, can you help me take it off?
Well, no, get your whole body. Just go to school.
All right, Daddy.
All right, Crass, today, before we get started, I'm going to hand out your report cards. Here you go, Penelope. Here's your report card.
All A's, yes!
Junior, here's your report card.
Only one F? That's a new record!
And Joseph, here's your report card.
Oh, dude, I finally did it! All F's. You know how hard it is to do that?
Wow, Joseph, that's very impressive.
Thank you.
And Cody, here's your report card.
All A's. I knew it. You know, sometimes I get tired of being so smart.
Maybe you should get all F's like me.
I'm good.
All right, Bori, here's your report card.
Eh, whatever. I'm just going to be a trash man like my dad anyway.
And Jeffy, here's your report card.
Oh, no, all F's. My daddy's going to kill me. Guys, I got all F's on my report card.
High five.
No, because my daddy told me he was going to kill me if I got a single F.
Well, I don't have parents, so.
Well, Jeffy, why don't you just take Cody's report card home and say it's yours?
But no, that's not going to work because my report card has my name on it. And besides, I save all my report cards because I want to get into a good college someday. Oh, and my mom gives me Zerberts on my belly for every A I get.
What's a Zerbert?
It's where she blows on my tummy and I'm super ticklish.
God, I hate you, Cody!
But guys, for real, my daddy said he's gonna kill me if I get an F on my report card!
That's it, Jeffy. Why don't we fake your death? Why don't we call your dad and say you died at school today and he'll never see you ever again?
But no, Junior, that's a terrible idea. Doesn't that seem kind of extreme just to avoid getting punished?
Well, my daddy said he's gonna kill me anyway, so we might as well do it.
Okay, I've got my phone.
All right,
guys, it's ringing.
Aren't they just gonna look at the caller ID and see who it is?
I blocked my number, Cody. Shut up. Baby, can you answer the phone?
Sure, Marvin. Hello?
Hey, this is Officer Tells Bad News Johnson. I'm calling to inform you that your son Jeffy died today at school.
What?
I know, you seem very upset. If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
What happened?
Well, Jeffy and another student were playing tag during recess, and Jeffy fell into a pile of ants. And then a plane crashed, only killing your son. The ants are fine, though. They're fire ants. They were normal ants until the fire from the plane explosion turned them into fire ants. But he's dead.
Oh my God! Is it gonna be on the news?
No, it won't be on the news because the owner of the news, Sir Isaac Newston, was the one flying the plane, and he didn't have his pilot's license, so he crashed his plane, and that will make the news have a bad name. So we just don't want anyone to know about it.
Oh my God! What happened?
Yeah, so he's dead. So you'll never see him again. I'm so sorry. Bye. All right, guys, they totally believed it.
Sir Isaac Newston?
Who do you think invented the news, Cody?
I don't know.
Sounds believable to me.
Thanks, Joseph.
So my parents really think I'm dead?
Yep, they think you're dead, so you don't have to go home and show them your report card.
Sweet.
But wait, where is Jeffy going to live? Because he can't go home.
Oh, you're right. Jeffy doesn't have a place to live. Hey, Cody, can you stay with you for a while?
But me? I don't want him living with me.
But it's your fault that we had to do that whole phone call thing.
Well, how is this my fault? I told you it was a bad idea.
Because you wouldn't let us borrow your report card.
Well, I would have rather you taken my report card than have him live with me.
Well, look, it's your fault, so now you have to let him live with you.
But why can't he live with Joseph?
Dude, I live in a cardboard box.
Okay, fine. He can stay with me for one night. Come on, Jeffy.
Baby, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What?
What?
Say it without crying.
Jeffy died.
What? Well, why are you so calm?
You told me to calm down.
Wait, but how did Jeffy die? What did they say?
It was a plane crash and fire.
What, a plane crash? Really? That sounds like a prank call. Let's call the real cops and see if it's true.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. We got a call from another officer saying our son died today.
Oh, well, who is the officer that called you?
Officer Tells Bad News Johnson.
Really? Officer Tells Bad News Johnson? No, that's just ridiculous. Officer Tells Bad News Johnson retired 20 years ago. This is probably a prank call.
A prank call? Baby, what else did the call say?
Well, there was a plane crash, and the guy flying it was Sir Isaac Newston.
Sir Isaac Newston? Now, that name's just silly. Yeah, this is definitely a prank call.
Well, why would somebody want to fake our son's death?
Well, did your son John have something big coming up that maybe he was trying to get out of?
Well, he was getting his report card today.
Now, I bet that's it. I bet he got a bad grade and he faked his death to get out of it.
Why would Jeffy do this?
Because he didn't want to get grounded. Thank you for helping us, officer.
Okay. Yeah, I just, guess I'll take off. Just leave. Honestly, I really don't want to go.
Well, you don't have to leave.
Oh, okay, cool, thanks.
What about our son?
He'll probably come home, baby. He has nowhere else to go.
Yeah, so, what do you guys want to do?
I mean, there's nothing to do.
Find our son.
Hey, you want to play slap hands?
What's that?
Well, try to slap my hand. Ha ha! Gotcha, loser!
Well, you try to slap my hand.
Okay. Easy, loser!
Oh, no, let me try again.
Okay. Nope. Nope.
Marvin.
Nope. Nope.
Marvin.
Nope.
Marvin!
What?
Come on, Jeffy!
Well, I gotta try to slap his hand.
Nope. Ow, okay, that's it. You're under arrest. You're under arrest. Ow. Uncle, get off me.
Okay, Jeffy, you can only stay here one night and then you have to go.
Okay.
Now, look, my parents are a little weird, so just ignore them.
Oh.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Now, would you look what the cat drugged in?
Hey, Dad. Ooh, Cody, who's your sexy friend? Meow.
Hey, woman, keep your eyes on me. I'm the only one that can cheat in this house.
Yes, Daddy. Well, guys, this is my friend Jeffy. His parents kicked him out and he needs a place to stay, so can he spend the night?
If his parents don't want him, what make you think we do?
Now, Tyrone, that's not how we treat our guests. So what's wrong with you? You some kind of junkie or something? You gonna hurt our little Cody?
Yeah, what you got? What you holding, huh?
No, guys, he's not a junkie. He just needs a place to stay, so can he spend the night? I guess so, Cody, but I don't want to hear any of that loud rap music after midnight.
Yeah, this is a jazz household. We don't like that rap music.
Oh, and Cody, dinner's gonna be ready in a few minutes. We're having pierogies and party pizza.
Ooh, pierogies? Oh, we feasting tonight, baby.
So you and your friend go wash your hands and feet. Okay, Jeffy, welcome to my room. What, Ken? Cover yourself up, you dirty, dirty boy. We have company. Sorry about that, Jeffy. Ken just doesn't know how to act around company. I think he needs a spanking. Hear that, Ken? I'm gonna spank your little plastic tush.
Boy, you little weird old dinner's ready. God!
Come on, Jeffy.
Boy, will you hurry up? I'm hungry!
I'm here, Dad. Wait, where's Jeffy's food? Oh, Cody, your friend's not eating at the table with us.
Yeah, his plate over there in the corner on the floor.
Wait, why? Well, we don't know where he's been. He might have rabies.
Yeah, he like a stray dog.
Well, I go to school with him. He doesn't have rabies. Cody, don't argue with me. I'll smack you. I'm sorry, Jeffy. You have to get on the floor.
Oh, okay.
Hey! Don't touch that food we haven't even said grace yet. All right, everybody bow your heads. Dear God, thank you for this delicious food. And thank you for not letting any of my side chicks get pregnant.
Oh, thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for good health and a short refractory period. Amen.
Amen. That's just a beautiful prayer, honey. That's how prayers should be, straight from the heart.
Mm-hmm. I meant that.
Okay, Cody, eat your food. Wait, Mom, what is this? It's a pierogi. Eat it. You're going to grow up big and strong.
Yeah, big boys got to eat their pierogies.
Oh. I hate eating off the floor.
So, boy, how was school today?
Yeah, Cody, did you learn a lot of new stuff? Well, we got our report cards. Oh, my God, Tyrone, he got all A's.
Great googly moogly. You know what that means. Zerber time!
Oh, I'm done.
Hey, shut the hell up. It's Zerber time, boy.
It's Zerber time. Let's go to the bedroom. Okay, Cody, let me see that belly. But Mom looks so ticklish.
Nah, baby, give me some Zerbers. I need some. I love Zerbers.
Ooh, Mom, one more.
Uh-oh, give me some more, baby. Give me some.
Come on, do another one.
What the
fuck is going on?
Oh, baby, yeah, I need some. Ooh, so ticklish.
Oh, I want to go back home.
All right, Marvin, your turn.
Oh, you're so done. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, you did not just do that. You just lost. Check it out. Connect four, I win.
I mean to put it right there.
You suck. I wish my wife sucked as much as you. She's really good at Connect Four. She beats me every time.
We're playing again.
Can we please go find Jeffy?
Baby, look. Jeffy faked his death. He has nowhere else to go. Eventually, he has to come home.
Oh, hey, you know what would be funny? Whenever your son comes home, you should pretend you can't see him like he's a ghost, you know, because he's dead.
That'd be so funny.
That's so mean.
That's what we're going to do, baby. Whenever Jeffy gets here, we're going to not talk to him. We're going to act like he doesn't exist.
That must be Jeffy!
Oh, wait, look, answer the door and act like we can't see him.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Daddy. I'm sorry I faked my own death.
Baby, there's no one at the door. Do you see anybody?
I sure don't, Marvin.
Daddy, I'm right here! Must have been a prank. Some kid rang the doorbell and ran away.
I guess so.
Why can't you see me? I'm right here! I wish Jeffy didn't die.
Me either, Marvin.
I didn't die! I'm right here!
Let's go upstairs, baby.
Okay.
Daddy, 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 Daddy!
Who was at the door? Was that your son?
Yeah, play along.
Okay.
Daddy, I'm right here!
I miss Jeffy.
I miss him too, baby.
I'm right here!
Hey, I know you're going through a lot with your son dying and all, but I'm ready for the funeral.
We're ready for the funeral, too.
Funeral? We don't need a funeral because I'm alive! I'm right here!
Okay, here's his tombstone.
Oh, the tombstone.
Hey, here's his body.
Oh, not his body. Oh, no. Oh,
that's
no.
Not my body. I'm alive! I'm right here, Daddy! I'm right here!
I can feel his soul trying to contact me.
Okay, you ready to start the ceremony?
Yes.
All right. We're gathered here today to be sad about the death of Jeffy, who was taken away from us too soon. We don't usually question God's plan, but today we ask, why, God? Why did you take this young man away from us in such a tragic and comedic way? Why? I curse you, God! Amen. Would anyone else like to say a few words for Jeffy?
I would. Jeffy, if you could hear me right now, we love you. We wish we could hear your voice one more time.
I'm right here! Here's my voice!
All right, settle down. Calm down. That's enough of that. Let's just have a moment of silence for Jeffy. I pooted. You folks have a nice day.
I'm right here! I'm right here in front of you!
Wait a minute. I think I hear Jeffy from the great beyond.
What, you do?
I think so. Jeffy, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here, right in front of your face!
Oh, I can hear you, Jeffy, but I'm the only one. Is there anything you'd like for me to tell your parents?
Yes, tell my mommy and daddy that I'm sorry I faked my own death.
Okay, he says that he's not sorry and he would do it all again.
What?
Well, no, I'm right here!
Try to possess me. Look, we can see you, okay?
Well, Jeffy?
What?
Daddy, you can see me?
Oh, Jeffy, you're back! Oh,
oh I'm so sorry, Daddy! I'm so sorry I faked my own death. I just didn't want you to see my report card.
What? Why wouldn't you want us to see your report card, Jeffy? Why don't you go get it?
Oh, okay.
All right, Daddy, here's my report card.
All F's, Jeffy!
Well, I tried my hardest!
No, you didn't. You did not try at all. These are all F's. We're going to need another funeral after I'm done with him.
Well, funerals aren't cheap. Good to see you can beat someone at something. You know, because he sucks at Connect Four and slap hands. You want to play? Slap my hand.
Okay.
Ha! You suck!
I'm gonna have a nice, quiet, relaxing day.
Hey, Dave.
What'd you say, Jeffy? Jeffy, I can't hear you. Speak up.
All right, Daddy, hold on 1 second.
What?
Can you buy me a laptop so I can play Minecraft?
Jeffy, you don't need the stupid megaphone.
Can you buy me a laptop so I can play Minecraft?
Ask without the megaphone.
Can you buy me a laptop so I can play Minecraft?
No! You know what? I said no, I'm not buying you a stupid dumb laptop! Who's that? Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Goodman, what are you doing here?
You see this laptop?
Yeah.
Well, on this laptop is 1,000 Bitcoin. And right now, with current market prices, that's over $68 million.
What, there's over $68 million on this laptop?
Yep, there sure is. And I need you to watch it for me.
But why do you need me to watch it?
Well, because tonight at 3 a.m., Bitcoin's going to be going to $100,000 per coin. And that means my portfolio will be worth over $100 million. And at 3 a.m., I need you to sell all my Bitcoin.
Well, why do you need me to sell all your Bitcoin at 3 a.m.? Why don't you do it?
Because I'll be asleep at 3 a.m. Does it look like I'm awake at 3 a.m.? Of course not. But you look like you'll be awake at 3 a.m. with those ugly bags under your eyes. God, you're ugly.
Well, why don't you just get someone else to do it? Because I don't feel comfortable with all that money. So get someone else to do it.
Well, Marvin, if you do it, I'll pay you $1 million.
You'll pay me $1 million to do it?
Yep, I sure will. But keep in mind, if you screw this up for me, I'm going to cut off your ball sack and use it as a hot air balloon. It'll be a hot air balloon.
Okay, I won't mess this up. I will definitely sell them, okay? It's safe with me.
Okay, don't screw this up, Marvin.
Oh, man, Daddy's about to get paid. All I have to do is click sell at 3 a.m., and I make $1 million. I'm so happy.
Oh, sweet, you got me a laptop?
No, Jeffy, I did not get you a laptop.
You bought yourself a laptop just to rub it in my face?
Well, no, Jeffy.
You're a bad daddy.
This is not even my laptop.
Oh, because it's my laptop because you bought it for me.
Well, no, no. Wait, Wait a minute. Yeah, Jeffy, this is your laptop. I bought it for you.
Oh, sweet, let me play with it.
No, Jeffy, you can't play with it till 3:01 a.m.
Why?
Because I'm setting it up for you.
Well, I have to check my piggies, and my piggies need to bang.
What?
I need to breed my piggies in Minecraft.
Wait, oh, Jeffy, oh, hold on. Oh, I'm downloading Minecraft right now. Oh man, it says it's gonna take till 3:01 to download Minecraft.
Well, then you're doing it wrong, because it doesn't take that long to download Minecraft.
Jeffy, just wait till 3:01 a.m.
No! My piggies need to bang! My piggies need to go.
What?
And you're blue balling my piggies!
Jeffy, you can play with your piggies at 3:01 a.m.
My piggies need to bang!
No, please! Please do not break this laptop. Look, here. Let your piggies bang. Do whatever you gotta do.
All right. Don't look at my password. I gotta log in.
I'm not gonna look.
Stop looking!
Jeffy, what are you watching?
Nothing, don't look.
What, that doesn't sound like piggies to me.
No, it was piggies. Yeah, I'm not gonna show you what it was.
Show me what it was,
no,
Jeffy.
No!
Jack, back! Jeffy, you get back here right now. Give me the laptop.
No, Daddy, no!
Give me the laptop, Jeffy. Jeffy, do not drop that laptop off the balcony.
You're yelling at me.
I'm not yelling, Jeffy. Let's talk. Give me the laptop back, please.
I don't want you to see what I was looking at.
I don't care what you were looking at. Just give me the laptop back.
It was a man and a woman dressed like piggies.
That's fine. Everybody watches that.
And they were oinking.
Jeffy, that's completely fine. Just please give me the laptop back. I'll do anything.
All right, well then say your ABCs backwards.
What?
On the first try, no pausing.
I can't do that.
1, 2, 3, go.
Z, Y, X.
You pause.
Look at that!
Hey! Hey! No hitting.
Jeffy, you might have broke that laptop! God, please don't let it be broken!
Jeffy! What are you doing? Stop it, Jeffy! I didn't want you to see the piggy!
I don't care about the piggy, Jeffy! Oh, please let it still turn on! Jeffy! The screen's broken!
Jeffy, it's completely broken! Why would you do that?
Mission accomplished.
You're grounded to the ground!
Oh my god, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Goodman's gonna cut my balls and go off and make it into a hot air balloon. Oh, okay. Maybe it's not broken. You know, the screen's broken and the corner's broken, but the hard drive, that's where the Bitcoin is, in the hard drive. So I'm gonna call Apple Tech Support and see if they can help me fix the laptop and get the hard drive out. Yeah, I'm gonna call Apple Tech Support. All right, it's ringing.
Hello, thank you for calling Apple Tech Support. My name is Camille Habib Habab. Camille as in camel, Habib Habab as in Bob for apples. And what can I do for you on this fine evening?
Well, Camille, my laptop... What?
Who?
Camille Habib Habab. Camille is in camel, Habib Habab is in Bob for apples.
And what can I do for you on this fine evening?
My Apple laptop is broken.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you happen to have the Apple Care Plan?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, I suggest that you purchase it for $99.99.
Okay, I'll buy it.
Well, unfortunately, you can't buy it on your current laptop. You should have bought it at the time of purchase.
Why are you trying to sell it to me then if I can't buy it?
Because I'm just trying to propose it to you for your future Apple product.
Well, I don't need it. I don't want it. I just want you to help me fix my current laptop.
Okay, do you mind telling me what is wrong with your current laptop?
My son threw it off a balcony and hit it with a hammer.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, that's not covered by the accidental damage warranty.
I don't care about the warranty. Help me fix it right now.
Okay. Well, first of all, we have to go through some quick troubleshooting techniques.
All right. Okay? Oh, okay. Yes, hurry up.
All right. So first on the list, I'm going to need you to turn it off and turn it back on.
I said it was broken. You hit it with a hammer.
Okay, sir, I can't proceed forward until you turn it off and turn it back on.
Okay, it's off. It's permanently off.
Okay. All right, now what is the screen showing?
Hammer mark, broken glass.
Okay, well, you're going to have to exit out of those screens in order to proceed.
It's not a screen. The laptop is off.
Okay, all right. One more thing. I'm going to need you to go into settings.
I can't go to settings. The laptop won't turn on.
And hit the reset button.
I can't do that.
All right, sir. Unfortunately, there's nothing else I can do further. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to mail you a shipping label. You'll get it in 2 to 3 business days. And then you pack up your laptop, ship it to us, we fix it, and we send it back to you in 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks? I need to fix tonight, like in the next hour.
Well, unfortunately, there's no way I can do that, sir. The troubleshooting is not working.
Oh, okay. Can you come to my house and fix it? Like, where are you at?
Sir, I'm in Egypt.
Egypt? Oh, can you get me someone in America?
Yeah, I can transfer you to my supervisor named Kevin.
Oh, okay, get me to Kevin. Is he in America?
Yep, hold on one moment, please.
Okay, good. Kevin, a nice American name.
Hello, thank you for calling Apple Tech Support. My name is Kevin.
It is not Kevin, it's a computer.
Okay, no, I don't need their help. I'll just call a computer repair man that can come to my house tonight and fix it. Yes.
Hey there, you call Big Shirts Computer Repair? We wear big shirts and we repair computers.
I'm the one that came with the big shirts part.
Yeah, he did.
Well, who is this?
This is my brother Jonathan.
Good day, sir.
You don't have to tip your fedora to everybody you meet, Jonathan.
If you didn't like the fedora, you could have said something.
I don't have a problem with the fedora. It's the big shirts I don't like. Do we really need these?
Yes, it's part of the name. It's Big Shirts Computer Repair Services. Would it make sense if it were Regular Shirts Computer Repair Services? No.
Well, I don't understand. Can't we just change the name? I don't really understand why
No. It has to be Big Shirts Repair Services. Because if it weren't, we would just be the same as everyone else. It's what separates us from the competition. The boys from the men.
Well, I don't really get it, because Tight Jeans Computer Repair Services is doing okay.
You keep your dirty names out your mouth!
Oh, okay, wait. What is going on here?
Look, my mom came to me and she said, your 32-year-old brother's still living at home. Could you please help him start a company? So I came to Jonathan and I said, hey, Jonathan, what kind of company do you want to start? And he said, I want to either sell big shirts or repair computers. And I said, well, which one do you want to do, Jonathan? And he said, how about we wear big shirts while repairing computers? And I said, no, Jonathan, you're going to have to pick one or the other. So he went to our mom and he complained that I was being mean to him. So now we wear big shirts while repairing computers.
It's a great idea, honestly.
No, Jonathan, it's not a good idea, because we've only been open for a day and a half, and he's our only customer.
Well, I only called you guys because you're the only 24-hour computer repair shop.
Which was another one of Jonathan's stupid ideas, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and he had to get me out of bed for this.
Silly goose forgot his shirt. I'm going to break into his house and everything. I climbed to your window.
You have such an ugly laugh.
Hey, you keep talking like that, and you're gonna be put on Santa's naughty list.
Jonathan, you're 32 years old. Why do you still believe in Santa Claus?
See, this is why I got 2 Xbox Ones for Christmas last year, and you didn't get anything.
No, Jonathan, the reason you get 2 Xbox Ones for Christmas is because you still live at Mom's house.
No, we both know that's not true. Listen, that's not true. Mom bought the house, and then there was an addition made, the basement, and that's where I live, Mom's basement.
Yeah, you live in Mom's basement.
Precisely.
Okay, I don't care where you live. I don't care how you started the company. I don't care about anything. Can you fix my computer or not?
Ooh, I didn't know there was a lady present. Sexy. Looks like you've been in an abusive relationship. Don't worry. Daddy's gonna fix you.
What is he doing?
He thinks computers are women.
Okay. Yeah. Well, can he fix the computer or not?
Listen, man, at this point, you probably should just buy a new computer.
Well, I just need you to take the hard drive out.
Sure. I am not at a hard drive. Maybe like a half drive. Just give me a couple moments and I'll be at a full-on hard drive.
Ugh. Okay, listen. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be serious with you. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for this shit. Listen. So, there is 1,000 Bitcoin on this hard drive.
What, 1,000 Bitcoin?
1,000 Bitcoin. $68 million on this hard drive. And I just need to get it out because I cannot lose that money.
Wait, you serious?
I'm being completely serious. So I don't have time for whatever he's doing. Can you just get the hard drive out?
Yeah. Jonathan, okay, could you cut the crap for
Excuse
a second?
Excuse me, I'm busy.
Jonathan, I need you to knock this shit off, Jonathan. This is important, okay?
Brooklyn guy, I never interrupt you when you're busy, except for when I woke you up.
Yeah,
with your
like
wife.
An hour ago.
But,
yeah, okay.
But listen, no, I'm about to lose my free car. Don't ruin this for me.
Jonathan, listen to me. I need you to take this computer and put it in the car.
Why would I fish it in the car? I thought we were fishing it.
Because that's where the computer repair station is.
No, well, it's not. Well, it's a Hyundai Sonata.
Are you going to bring it back if you take it?
Yeah, we're going to take it. We're going to fix it. We're going to bring it right back. Right, Jonathan?
Why would you need to bring it anywhere if we're just going to fix it right here?
Just put it in the car. Come on. Just,
okay,
yeah.
Fine. I'll put it in the car.
Well, make sure you bring it back. I told you I was on it.
Go, Jonathan. Go.
You know, if you play your cards right, you might be able to join us.
So what did I join you? Just go. Hey, wait. I forgot my fedora. Forget your fedora. I'll buy you 68 million fedoras.
Oh, man, I really hope those guys can fix that computer. Goodman's gonna kill me. Wait, that guy left his fedora. Wait, hold on. That might be them. Hello? Well, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Marvin, I messed up. You know the laptop I gave you?
Yeah?
Well, that was actually my son's laptop, and he has a book report on it that's due at school at 9 a.m. in the morning. So I'm gonna need that back.
Wait. What happened to the Bitcoin laptop?
Oh, I accidentally got it confused with my son's laptop, and so I decided I'll just sell the Bitcoin. So I do need my son's laptop back.
Wait, so you need that laptop back?
Yeah, so go get it. Go get it.
Well, you see, it's the funniest thing. I sold that laptop for, this hat.
Why the f*** would you do that?
Well, I really like this hat.
Oh, give me the damn hat. I'm gonna try that hat. Oh, you're right. It is a nice hat. So you know what you're going to do? You're going to go upstairs and write my son's book report and have it ready by 9 a.m. Or else I'm going to be wearing this hat while riding in a hot air balloon made out of your ball sack. So go get writing.
Oh, okay. What's it about? What's the book report about?
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese?
Yep. 2 pages on cream cheese. Get it done. 9 a.m.
Okay.
So, where are we going, person guy?
Vegas! We're rich! You got that laptop on yet?
Of course I have it on.
Ooh, we got 1,000 Bitcoin on there?
Not quite, but we do have 1,000 Wolesche on cream cheese.
Cream cheese? No. There has to be 1,000 Bitcoin on there.
Nope, just a very detailed essay on cream cheese.
Damn you, cream cheese!
I made this paper airplane. Look at it.
Ow, Jeffy, you poked me in the eye.
Marvin, are you okay?
No, he poked me in the eye.
You want to see it fly?
No!
Prepare for takeoff.
No way, bro. What do you saw with the pieces from the bottom?
Because this is how Daddy plays Jenga. I've never lost a game of Jenga. See? Not even that paper airplane can make me lose. Undefeated.
Where'd my paper airplane go?
I don't know, Jeffy. I can't see where it went because you poked me in the eye.
Marvin, it was an accident.
He was an accident.
Marvin!
Jeffy, stop crying.
Marvin, why would you say that to him?
Because it's probably true. He was probably an accident.
Marvin, cheer him up.
Jeffy, do you want to watch TV?
Yeah.
What do you want to watch?
Elmo!
Okay, I'll turn on Elmo.
Yay! Breaking news, okay? The entire New England Patriots football team is sick. They have explosive diarrhea and may not be able to play against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tomorrow. That's not Elmo!
Oh my gosh, an entire NFL team is sick? How are they gonna play?
They're probably gonna have to forfeit. Who's on the door?
Maybe it's Elmo coming to cheer me up.
No, it's not, because Elmo's not real. Hello?
Hey, bro.
What, Dak, what are you doing here?
Oh, I wanted to ask you something.
Okay, ask.
No, can I come inside and ask?
Why can't you do that? Wait, what happened to your leg?
Oh, I broke it in 3 places, and I didn't get a cast on it, because I'm a man, so it healed sideways.
Ouch.
Yeah. So can I come inside?
Why can't you ask the question here?
Because it hurts to stand.
Come inside.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
Your ex-boyfriend, Dak.
Doing here? What a pleasant surprise!
Yeah, Dak, what are you doing here?
Well, I have to ask you something.
Then ask it! You keep saying that!
Well, did you see in the news how the Patriots all got sick?
Yeah, I saw it. They can't play.
Well, the Patriots called me, and they said they want me to play for them.
Aw, how wonderful!
Yeah, how wonderful. I hope you break a leg, but why are you telling us about this?
Well, because the Patriots said they want me to assemble a team of my friends to play football. So that's why I came here to ask you if I could go on a date with your wife.
Wait, no! Why would I let you go on a date with my wife?
Because I'm the quarterback for the Patriots. I could, like, get you tickets and stuff.
No, you can't go on a date with her.
Who are you going to get to play for your team, Dak?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really have any friends.
I wonder why.
Marvin could do it.
What? I can't play football.
Yeah, this old geezer can't play football.
Well, yeah, I can.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I bet I can play football better than you can, Dak.
Okay, old man, then you're on the team.
Yay! Marvin's going to be a Patriot!
Well, yeah, I'm going to play for the Patriots and have like 300-pound guys trying to kill me.
Yeah, but I don't really have any other friends, so I need you to find 2 other guys we can play football with.
What, 2 other guys?
Yeah, 4 people. That's how many people are on a football team, right?
I'll look for as many guys as I can.
So you want to make out?
Oh, Dak, you silly goose. You know I'm married.
Don't mess up, man.
You know you're supposed to put the pieces on the top once you take one, right?
No, that's dumb. Those are dumb rules.
Those are the right rules!
No, you're just supposed to take the pieces out and put them down anywhere.
That's not how you play!
Well, that's how I win. You put the pieces back on top, it just gets hard.
That's the point of the game! That's the rules!
Look, man, if you don't know how to play, that's okay. If you want to forfeit, just tell me.
I know how to play!
Okay, take your piece then.
God.
Hey, guys.
God! Marvin!
I win! Loser!
You're not playing by the right rules!
Oh, yeah? Well, at least I didn't hire somebody to throw a paper airplane at the tower when it was my turn.
I didn't hire anybody to throw a paper airplane! Look, it came out of nowhere!
Oh, it came out of nowhere. Okay.
He tried to cheat. I didn't cheat!
Hey, man, calm down. It's just a board game. Calm down. I mean, I won, but calm down. Jenga champion over here. Calm down. I mean, you never beat me, but calm down. Anyway, what'd you want, man?
Well, on the news, the Patriots are sick and they can't play this weekend.
Oh yeah, I heard about that on the news, because your TV upstairs is really loud. Do you have hearing problems?
Well, look, anyway, the Patriots said that, you know, if we want to play, we can assemble our own team and we can play for them.
What? Really?
Yeah, we can play for them if you want to.
Oh, okay. I mean, they're playing against Tom Brady.
Wait, just anybody?
What, they're playing Tom Brady? We're going to lose.
Yeah, they're playing the Buccaneers, but I mean, that's fine. I'll play.
Wait, will you play, Chef Eddie?
Yeah, I'll play. Hold on, I'm not doing anything.
All right, so you guys are in. You're gonna play.
Yeah!
All right, I'm gonna go tell him that we're gonna play.
So, do you wanna, like, cuddle?
No, Dak, you silly goose.
All right, Dak, I found two guys.
Oh, perfect.
I'm gonna go look for, like, 45 more people.
Nah, four's good.
No, there's, like, 50 people on a football team.
Nah, I think we're ready. Anyway, we're gonna ride the Patriots' private plane to Boston tomorrow.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh, Harvey, you're gonna play for the Patriots!
I know, I'm kinda nervous, but we have to tell Jeffy that we're going because, you know, I'm not gonna bring him, so we're gonna leave him home alone. Hey, Jeffy, what are you doing?
Googling if Elmo's real.
Well, look, Jeffy, here's $100.
Oh, well, I don't care if Elmo's real, because his hundo's real. Why are you giving me money, Daddy?
Because me and Mommy are going out of town.
Oh, where are you going?
It's none of your business, Jeffy. Use that money for food.
Well, how long are you going to be gone for?
A day.
Okay, so I could just not eat for a day and pocket $100.
No, Jeffy, order pizza or something.
Or I could not order pizza and just buy Fortnite skins.
But look, Jeffy, do whatever you want with the money, but we'll be back in a day.
All right, Daddy.
Marvin, I can't believe you're a football player. I'm married to an athlete.
Yeah, that's cool, baby. Just shut up.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, you know I hate flying. I'm afraid of flying.
Marvin, you don't have to wear all your football gear yet.
Yes, I do. Because if we crash, the helmet will protect my head.
Okay, you keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Just kidding. Oh, but look how high up we are, though. Oh, man, we got to be like 32,000 feet in the air.
No, don't tell me that.
Just look down. Look how far away the ground is.
Shut up.
Oh, man, we couldn't get out of this plane if we wanted to.
No, please don't tell me that.
We're going so fast.
Oh, man, we look like ants. I mean, they look like ants, but we look like birds, you know, because they fly.
Shut up.
Speaking of birds, there's a bunch flying towards the engine.
Sully! Oh, I hate my life.
Marvin, if you get nervous, just stare at the screen ahead of you.
You're right. I should just watch a movie, like Deadpool.
Sup, bro?
What do you want, Dick?
My helmet's too small for my head.
I'm sorry about that.
Look, bro, I think we should go over the game plan because I don't want you messing this up for me. I mean, I'm a pro, but have you even played football?
I've played Madden a few times.
Dak, he's gonna be fine.
Yeah, he better, because I've never lost a game in my life. You see my jersey? See that number? That's how many games I've lost. 00. I've double never lost.
Baby, I'm gonna get some out of my suitcase.
Okay, Marvin.
I need to get my headphones.
Hey, Daddy!
What, Jeffy, what are you doing here?
I snuck on your plane to be with you.
Well, what do you mean you snuck on the plane? You're supposed to stay home. I gave you money for pizza.
Well, you spent that money on V-Bucks.
Jeffy, that was for pizza. Ooh, you can't be here. Look, I gotta focus. I got a job to do.
But I can help you, Daddy.
How can you help?
I'll be your ball boy.
Well, you're already on the plane. They can't turn around. Okay, just be quiet and don't distract me.
All right, Daddy.
Baby, you're not gonna believe this. Jeffy's stuck on the plane.
Oh, I took your wife's seat.
You took my wife's seat? Where'd she go?
Oh, she's sitting up next to Zach, or Jack, or whatever the hell his name
Dak.
Is.
Dak? Why'd she sit next to Dak?
I don't know. Bro, play Jenga with me.
What? Jenga? On an airplane?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
What? No, it's gonna fall over.
Nah, no, it won't. Come on, let's play. Oh, yeah, okay, I think I want this one. Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay, good, almost there.
Oh,
man.
I told you it's gonna fall over.
Hey, you want to play again?
What? No, the turbulence is going on.
Nah, let's play again. I'll get the pizza.
Ugh. Hello and welcome to Sunday afternoon football. Today, the New England Patriots are going to be taking on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's go down to the field.
Okay, it's the opening coin toss. Tom, you're the visiting team, so call it in the air.
Heads.
It is heads.
We want the ball.
Okay, we have to do the opening kickoff, so who's gonna kick it?
I don't have legs.
Yeah, me neither. I'll do it, bro.
But you're the quarterback.
I can do everything. Let me do it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm kicking off.
What kind of kick was that, Dak?
Yeah, that sucked, Dak. Bro, I was going for like a sneak onside kick. They weren't expecting it.
Oh, are you sure you don't just suck at kicking?
No, bro, I'm good at everything.
How's it get on defense?
Oh, I'm gonna get you, Brady. Blue 42, set. Hut! Okay, where you at, Gronk?
I'm open!
Oh, damn it!
Touchdown! Gronk spike!
Touchdown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers!
What the hell was that, Marvin?
Yeah, Marvin.
Yeah, you left them wide open! Well, it's Gronkowski! He's hard to cover!
Well, let me cover him next time. I can cover him.
Who's gonna get the kickoff?
Ooh, me!
I got it.
Nah, give me the sheet.
Hey, man, I was going to return it.
Ooh, look at me go. Oh, where am I going? Oh, got your ass.
Hey, guys, I'm about to get this touchdown. Look at me.
Oh, tackled at the 1 yard line. Shouldn't have been showboating.
Ow.
Chef Pippi, why didn't you score the touchdown?
Come on, you know I like to showboat a little bit.
Okay, look, we're on the 1 yard line. All we have to do is run it in.
Nah, bro, I'm going to throw it.
What, throw it? What? What's wrong with you?
It's a little lesson I learned from Super Bowl 49. When you're on the one, you throw it.
Okay, look, someone get open.
Okay, I've done this before. Green, 20, Abraham Lincoln, hike. Where are we at? Oh, wide open all day.
What the hell was that, Dak?
I got him.
The Buccaneers intercepted it and ran it back for a touchdown.
Did I stop him?
Why didn't you tackle him, Marvin?
Well, why did Dak throw an interception?
I just ate popcorn, bro.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Extra butter.
Let's get ready for kickoff.
It's coming to me. My time to shine. Wait, what do I do?
Ow! Brooklyn guy, are you okay?
Mrs. Perkins, my dog ate my homework. Can I turn it in tomorrow?
Oh, he's knocked out.
Marvin, we need another player.
We're already down 2 touchdowns. We should just forfeit.
Hey, Danny. I'm here, Danny. Put me in, coach.
No, Jeff, you're not playing football. Look what happened to him. It's too dangerous.
But we're down by 2 touchdowns. I can help.
No!
Come on, bro. We need him.
Yeah, we don't have anybody else.
Okay, fine. But if you get hurt, don't come crying to me.
All right, bro, we're going to run it. I'm going to hand the ball to Jeffy.
All right, Jeffy, when you get that ball, act like if you get in the end zone, you don't ever have to eat green beans ever again.
Got it.
All right.
Okay, Declaration of Independence, 1776, hike!
I'm never going to eat green beans again! You're going away! Touchdown!
Touchdown, Patriots!
He did it!
You got touchdown, Jeffy!
Way to go, Jeffy!
Oh, okay, wait. We're still down by a touchdown. So, I need to do an onside kick.
What's that?
Well, you did earlier!
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, let's go!
I got it!
Damn it! Oh, we have to hope for an interception.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffy, we need an interception. So if you intercept this ball and run it back for a touchdown, I'll take you to Chuck E. Cheese later.
Falcons suck! 28-3, hike!
Oh, there you are, Gronk!
I can't believe it, folks! He's intercepted the football!
He intercepted it! Go, Jeffy, go! Go, Jeffy, go!
He has to score! There's only 3 seconds left!
Gotta get touch ya! Gotta get touch ya!
Oh, so close! Tackled at the one! The Buccaneers win!
I can't believe it. We lost.
Wow, I hate my life.
Good game, bro.
Good game, Brady.
Don't tell anyone, but we deflated the footballs.
Wait, what?! I can't believe we lost.
Marvin, don't be sad. You thought you were going to lose anyway.
But baby, we were so close to winning. Jeffy, why didn't you score the touchdown?
Are you kidding me? I put the team on my back. I got an interception and a touchdown. Don't give me shit.
Jeffy!
No, we straight. I'm just going to play with my paper airplane.
Okay, I'm playing by your rules. I put the piece back on top. You happy? All right, it's your turn.
Yes, I'm happy because we're playing by the right rules. Okay, which one do I want? Outside!
I win again! Even with your own rules, you suck!
Jeffy, it's time for bed.
Daddy, can I send it one more time before bed?
Jeffy, what is this thing?
Well, there's a little car in here, and when I hit this thing, it goes around the doodah.
Then just do it real quick.
All right.
Jeffy, you hit me with the car.
Can I do it one more time?
No, Jeffy, it's time to go to bed. Come on.
Let's do all the things you want to do.
Okay, Jeffy, just lay down and go to sleep.
But I want fried okra.
Wait, what, Jeffy? No, it's too late. You're not getting fried okra.
I want it fried.
You're not getting it, Jeffy.
In my mouth.
Jeffy, just go to sleep. I don't want to hear a peep out of you.
Beep. Beep, beep.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, Jeffy, did you just shoot me with a Nerf gun?
No.
Wait, Jeffy, what is that?
Fried okra.
Where'd you get fried okra?
The fried okra tree.
Jeffy, why don't you just eat that fried okra?
Because that's yesterday's fried okra. You can't expect me to eat day-old okra.
But Jeffy, I don't know what's going on. Just go to sleep, please.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy. Good night. This door is so squeaky. Jeffy?
I want fried okra.
No, Jeffy. You have fried okra in your bed. Go to sleep. That door is so squeaky. I have to get that fixed soon. I just want to lay down and watch TV. Jeffy's dumb toys on the couch. I'm gonna play with it. It's broken. It's dumb. Jeffy, your dumb toy's broken. Jeffy, close the door.
Okra.
No, Jeffy, you're not eating okra.
Okra.
It's too late for okra. Close the door.
Okra.
Close it. Jeffy, I said close the door. Thank you. Stop it, Jeffy. It's so annoying. I'm getting a fix. I'm calling somebody to fix it.
Hey there, somebody call a handyman? I can do literally anything except give handies. So I guess I'm a not handyman. But I can fix things, so what do you need?
Well, my son's door...
Oh, is this Hot Wheels? Oh, that's so sick. Hey, do you mind if I send it?
Sure.
Oh, so close! Oh, man, that was cool. Hey, do you mind if I try again?
Okay, fine, but, like, yeah, listen to what's wrong. So my son has this door that's really squeaky.
I'm listening.
My son has this door that's really squeaky.
Oh, right there, every time. Okay, I'm trying again.
Oh, no, but my son's door is really squeaky, and I want you to fix it, and you're not even fixing it.
Oh, okay, this thing sucks. What were you saying?
So my son has this door, it's really squeaky, and I was wondering if you could fix it.
Oh, squeaky door? Yeah, that's easy, I can do that. Just show me.
Okay, it's over here. All right, here's the door. Listen.
Hey, you know what that sounds like? My bed springs in college. Huh? Yeah, because I was doing a lot of this, you know? Yeah, I'm just kidding. I didn't actually have a girlfriend. But, you know, good for the people who can get hosed.
Can you please fix my door?
Oh, yeah, it's an easy fix. I just got to use some of this WD-40.
What's WD-40?
You don't know what WD-40 is? What an idiot. Everybody knows what WD-40 does. It stops squeaks, removes and protects, loosens rusted parts, frees sticky mechanisms, drives out moisture, and is fatal if swallowed. Nah, I'm just kidding. But can you imagine, though? Just, and that's it. I'm gone. Dead. That's it. No more me.
Can you please fix the door?
Yeah, sure. You weren't gonna stop me? Yeah, some friend.
No, I just want you to fix my door.
No. You act like you're gonna do it.
Well, no, I don't want to do
it. No, act like you're gonna do it. No, don't do that. Don't you know that's fatal if swallowed? You're gonna die. Hey, man, I care about you. I don't want you to do something like that. See, that's what you should have done.
Oh, look, I just want you to fix my door. I know you're not gonna do it.
Okay, fine. Okay, I put a crap ton on there. Now let's see if the door squeaks. What the hell? It's still squeaking. Okay, fine. I'll just put more on there. And you know what? I'll do all the hinges. Except for that one. That one's too high up. That one's higher than my ex-wife during the custody hearing. I mean, she still got custody of the kids because I had two DUIs. But let's see if the door squeaks. What? Oh, okay. What's going on here? Does this stuff not work? I bet it's not even fatal if swallowed. What, really? You weren't gonna stop me again after all that? You know what? You're a bad friend. You deserve to have a squeaky door.
No, I just want you to fix my door, please.
Okay, fine. Get me some peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Who's the handyman here? Me or you? Go get the peanut butter.
Okay. Why are you putting peanut butter on my door?
Because it's gonna muffle the squeak because it's so thick. Just like my ex-wife. You know, she was thick, fat. All right, whenever I close the door, you're not gonna hear the squeak anymore. What is that? What is that crunching noise? What? Oh, no, you didn't.
What?
You got extra crunchy peanut butter?
Yeah, I like it.
What, are you sick in the head? Who the hell uses extra crunchy peanut butter?
I do.
What, do you put glass in your cake?
What?
Do you eat eggs with the shell still on them?
No.
Well, it's the same thing.
Well, I just like extra crunchy peanut butter.
Do you have creamy peanut butter?
No, just that.
Well, see, that's the problem. You use crunchy peanut butter, so now we got a crunch and a squeak. You just added a crunch to the squeak.
Oh, can you just fix my door?
Go get me a belt.
A belt?
Yeah, because the door's making a noise, and when I was a kid and I was making noises, my mom would beat me with a belt, and that sure shut me the hell up.
A belt's not gonna work with a door.
Go get the belt!
Ugh. Okay, here's your belt.
Oh, that's a good one. That looks like it's gonna hurt. Okay, hold on, let me get into character. Brookie, get your ass in here!
Yes, Mommy?
Brookie, let me see your report card!
Have you been drinking, Mommy?
Shut up and let me see your report card! What's this? All C's again! No son of mine's gonna be this average! You think I like doing this? Well, I do! It hurts you so much more than it hurts me, and I love it! Okay, this door's definitely not gonna squeak after that. Oh, you want some more, do you?
Stop, it's not gonna work.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Oh, man. I've never seen a door this squeaky in my whole life.
Well, can you fix it or not?
Hey, do you think there's more doors in the world or wheels?
What?
Like, in the whole world, do you think there's more doors or wheels?
I don't know.
Well, like, if you think about a car, there's, like, four doors, but there's also four wheels. So, I mean, I guess it kind of evens out there. But if you think about an 18-wheeler, there's so many more wheels than there are doors. Oh, and, like, in skyscrapers, like, there's a whole bunch of doors, but, like, no wheels. I mean, I guess there's wheels in the elevators. But then there's also doors, too!
Well, in a car, there's also a steering wheel.
Oh, my God, you're right. They got, like, five wheels. Oh, okay, so how many cars are there in the whole world?
I don't know.
Well, Google it.
No!
Okay, fine. I'll Google it. How many cars are there in the world? What? There's 1.4 billion cars. Wow. Oh, okay, so you multiply that by five. That's like almost 6 billion wheels.
Man, that's crazy.
That's a lot of wheels. Oh my God. You know what else has wheels? Trains? Trains have wheels and trucks and buses and not boats. Oh, they have a steering wheel! Oh my God, I gotta Google so many things.
Oh, no. Can you please just fix my door or not?
Listen, man, I think only God could fix this door. That's it! We can ask God to fix the door!
God is too busy to fix my stupid door.
Well, it's worth a shot. God, please fix this door.
Hey guys, what's up?
God, I'm sorry for bothering you.
Oh, not at all. I was just in my room looking at TikTok. You know, I've been alive forever. That's a really long time, so I'm pretty bored by this point. You know, I used to watch dinosaurs fight and kill each other. Now I just watch people lip sync and dance. What happened? I'm gonna send a meteor and reset this whole mess. So what's up?
My door's really squeaky.
Hey, God, are there more doors in the world or wheels?
Oh, that's a really good question. It's actually wheels, but it's close.
I knew it!
Well, God, so my door's really squeaky.
No, sorry, that's all the time I had. I gotta go meet Poseidon at Cracker Barrel. Ugh. You know those little peg games they have on the tables? I've never been able to figure those out. All these years, I've never been able to do it. Anyway, I'll see you guys later.
Oh, great. Not even God was able to fix my door.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just really obsessed about this whole doors and wheels thing. Glad I got my answer, though.
Are you able to fix my door or not?
No, man, I don't think I can do it. This door's a lost cause.
I knew it. I knew you couldn't do it.
What, excuse me?
I knew you weren't good enough to fix my door.
What? Hey, I'm pretty good.
No, if you were good, you'd fix my door by now. I'm gonna go hire a real handyman.
What? Oh, okay, you want your door fixed? All right, fine. I'll fix your door.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing it.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing your door.
No, you just broke my door.
Oh, that was just part of the plan. I was gonna break the door so that I could buy you a new door that doesn't squeak.
What? Oh, you gonna go get me a new door?
Yeah, I'll go get it right now.
Oh my God.
Here you go. Here's your new door.
It looks just like the old one, except it doesn't have a big hole in the middle.
Yep, and this one doesn't squeak. I guarantee it.
Well, then install it.
All right, here we go. All right, the new door's installed.
But does it squeak?
Let's find out. Oh, please. I hear that. No squeak.
But you did it.
Yes, I am so good. Why am I so good?
Well, where'd you get the door from?
Oh, I took it off my daughter's bedroom. She doesn't need it. You know, she's getting older. She might start having boys over. So anything she does in there, she's going to have to do with no door.
Well, how much do I owe you?
$100.
$100?
Yeah, man, I did a lot today. I had to steal my daughter's door. I had to relive childhood trauma. I did a lot.
Okay, let me grab my wallet.
Okay.
All right, here's your $100.
Thank you. I think I'm going to use this to buy a Hot Wheels set like this one. It's so cool. Oh my God, I didn't even think about all the wheels on toy cars. They got like four wheels and no doors.
Oh my God.
How many Hot Wheels cars do you think there are in the world?
I don't know.
I'm gonna Google it. How many Hot Wheels cars in the world? Oh my God, there's like 4 billion Hot Wheels cars. And it says if you lay them all end to end, it'll circle the entire globe four times. So there's 4 billion cars. That's like 16 billion wheels. No wonder the wheels are winning.
That's so crazy.
Oh, I didn't even think about Lego wheels. Oh, the wheels are just piling up.
Hey, Danny, why'd you replace my door?
Because it wouldn't stop squeaking, Jeffy.
Oh, you mean this noise?
What? Jeffy, it was you making the noise?
Maybe.
What, Jeffy, so we'd have to replace the door?
Maybe.
Well, Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because I wanted fried okra!
Oh, that sounds so good. Hey, you want to go to Cracker Barrel? I heard God's going to be there.
Oh, my God. Leave. Both of you guys, leave.
Me? Oh, shit.
All right, class, we're having a pizza party tomorrow. And in order to attend the pizza party tomorrow, you must get your pizza party permission slip signed by your parents. And if you don't get your permission slip signed by your parents, then you have to sit in the closet and study, and you can't eat pizza.
Why do we have to get a permission slip signed for a pizza party?
Yeah, it's not like there's going to be strippers there.
Because some of you are failing the class. So by having your parents sign a permission slip, this proves that they have seen your grades, and they approve of you having pizza or not.
Well, I have all A's, so I know I'm going to that pizza party.
Well, I have all C's and one D, so I should be fine.
I'd like to see your D, Junior.
I mean, I can look up my grades. I think it's in history.
No, that's not what... I was being gay, but whatever.
Oh gosh, I got all F's. What if my parents don't sign my permission slip?
You can just fake their signature.
Oh, true.
And one more team crass, if you're thinking about trying to fake your parents' signature, don't do it. Because we have a parent signature database, and we can scan your permission slip and tell if the signature on it is fake or not. So don't bend me over, crass.
Oh no, I can't fake the signature. But I know my daddy. He loves me. He's definitely going to sign that permission slip.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
I need your John Hancock.
What, you mean to sign something?
Yeah, just sign right here. Don't look at it. Don't read it. Nothing.
Aw, you're having a pizza party tomorrow?
Yep, sure am, Mommy.
Wait, it says only sign if you've seen your child's grades. What are your grades, Jeffy?
I'm doing fantastic.
Baby, can you go on the parent portal and check his grades?
Sure, Marvin.
They better be good, Jeffy.
Oh, no, Marvin. He's failing everything.
Jeffy, you're failing?
Well, I thought the F stood for fantastic.
No, Jeffy, you're failing, so I'm not signing this permission slip.
This is horseshit, Daddy. Every kid's going to be eating pizza at the party except for me.
Well, maybe because they're not failing, Jeffy. What happens if you don't go to the party?
I have to sit in the closet and study.
Well, I think that's what you should do since you're failing.
Marvin, what if Jeffy promises to bring up his grades if we let him go to the pizza party tomorrow?
That's not gonna happen, baby. That's truly horseshit. Because he's gonna go to the pizza party, he's gonna eat it, and then the rest of the week, he's gonna start failing again.
Wow, you know me so well, Daddy.
Yeah, that's why I'm not signing the permission slip.
Daddy, I hope you fall in a volcano!
You take that back.
No, I'm not taking back anything, Daddy. I'm gonna get this signature.
You're not getting the signature, Jeffy, because you need my hands.
Marvin, don't you think you're being a little mean?
No, he's failing everything, baby. If he goes to the pizza party, we're going to be rewarding bad behavior. Who's at the door?
I don't know. Go check.
Hello?
Hello. I have a package for Marvin.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm going to need you to sign for it, though. Just don't read it.
Wait. Permission for a pizza party? Jeffy, is that you?
No.
It is you, Jeffy.
Just sign it, Daddy.
I'm not signing it.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
It was just Jeffy in a costume trying to get me to sign his permission slip.
What?
Yeah, but I'm too smart for him. He's not going to get me.
Oh, Marvin, it's terrible.
What's wrong, Doctor?
Your son, Jeffy, he got hit by a car.
What?
Well, he did?
Yeah, he said he was depressed, so he was going to go for a walk by the interstate, and he got hit by a car.
Oh, no,
Is he okay?
No, he's on life support at the hospital right now. You better come quick. He doesn't have long left.
Here he is.
Oh, poor Jeffy.
Oh, Jeffy, I'm so sorry. Is he going to be okay?
No, he's on life support and he's brain dead, so he's basically already gone.
Jeffy, if you can hear us, we love you.
He can't hear you. He's brain dead.
Oh, Jeffy, I'm so sorry.
All right, if we could just keep it down, there are other people who aren't dying. Let's be considerate.
Oh, Jeffy, I wish I would have been a better father.
You can't be like that. Oh, look, look, he's going. He's gone. He is out of there.
Oh, Jeffy. Oh, I love you so much, Jeffy. I miss you, Jeffy.
You can't be like that. I know this is a tough time, but I do have some difficult questions I have to ask.
I'm ready.
Okay, who do you think would win in a fight, Superman or Goku?
Wait, what?
Yeah, that is a tough one. We'll come back to that later. Now, who do you think is cooler, Darth Maul or Darth Vader?
Darth Maul, obviously.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, now do you want your son buried or cremated?
I guess cremated, yeah, so we can, you know, scatter his ashes somewhere cool.
Yeah, that's dumb, but here, sign this cremation form for me.
Okay, cremation form, wait, what?
Yeah, just sign right there next to the piece of pepperoni pizza.
What? This is a permission slip! Wait, did Jeffy do all of this just to get this signed?
Yeah, okay, look, he offered me a slice of pizza if I put him into a medically induced coma so that you'd sign that.
I'm not signing it, Jeffy! I'm not signing it! In your stupid little coma, I'm not signing it!
Oh, come on!
I am so mad.
At least he's not dead, Marvin.
I kind of wish he was dead now.
Marvin!
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Are you a shiner or not, Daddy?
No, you're just trying to fake your own death, Jeffy.
Well, that just shows how bad I want it.
Well, you're not getting it, Jeffy.
Oh, give me a pizza party, Daddy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, I am going to bed. Come on, we're going to bed. I am not signing it.
I'm going to get that signature. Daddy. Daddy. Daddy.
What, Jeff?
Daddy.
What?
I need you to sign this.
Sign what?
Sign this.
Okay.
Need your pen. Sign it.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, I'm gonna go to bed.
Alright, great. Thanks, Daddy.
Hey, Junior, did you get your permission slip signed? My mom signed mine.
I got Chef Pee-Pee to sign mine. I didn't want to risk my dad seeing my bad grades and hitting me.
Oh, that's dope.
Hey, Jeffy, did you get yours signed?
Yep, sure did, Junior. My daddy signed mine while he was sleeping.
That's believable.
Yep, sure is.
Somebody should probably check on Bully. He hasn't moved since yesterday. Is that a fly?
All right, Kraft, who's ready for the pizza party? Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got so many pizzas. All right, Kraft, now turn in your permission slips.
Here you go, Teach. I think you'll find everything in order.
All right, thank you, Cody. Now here's your pizza and party.
All right.
Next.
All right, here's my permission slip.
Chef Pee-Pee.
Yeah.
All right, I didn't know your last name was Pee-Pee. All right, Junior Pee-Pee, here's your pizza.
Thank you.
Now party. Next. Your parent really signed this? Okay, well then you wouldn't mind if I called them to make sure they really signed it, would you? I'll be right back.
Junior, stop smacking your food, it's gross.
But this pizza's so good. What are you doing, Cody?
I'm picking the pepperoni off my pizza because I'm Jewish and I can't eat pork.
Pepperonis aren't pork.
What, Junior, pepperoni is pork.
No, pepperonis are a type of pepper.
What, Junior, where do you think pepperoni comes from?
Well, when two pepperonis love each other very much, they make love and they have baby pepperonis.
What?
God! The teacher's gonna call my dad and make sure that he signed my permission slip.
Well, didn't he sign your permission slip?
Well, yeah, but he didn't want to. And so now I need one of you guys to go to my house and steal my daddy's phone and pretend to be my daddy so I can eat pizza.
Well, Cody, you should do it.
But me? Why don't you do it?
Because I'm eating my pizza. You're just playing with yours.
But, Junior, that's impossible. How am I going to run all the way to Jesse's house, somehow find a way into the house, and then steal his dad's phone and just hope he doesn't notice? And, like, how am I going to do that before the teacher even calls?
All right, Jeffy, my phone's dead, but I'm going to put it on the charger. And as soon as it gets done charging, I'm going to call your dad and make sure he signed your permission slip.
See, Cody, look, you have time. His phone's charging. Just go, 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 go.
Okay, fine, but you guys owe me.
I wonder how Jeffy's day at school is going.
He better be in that closet studying because he's a failure.
Marvin!
No, he's failing. He deserves to study all day. Who's at the door?
I don't know. Go look.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, can I use your bathroom and also your phone?
Wait, wait, wait. You're a kid. Shouldn't you be in school?
Yeah. So what happened was, is I was at school, and I clogged the toilet there, and then I didn't want to tell anybody because I thought I might get in trouble, so I ran away. But I still have to go, so I want to use your bathroom, but then I still want to tell them that I clogged their toilet, so I want to call it in so I don't get in trouble.
Wait, wait, wait. If you clogged the school's toilet, why would I let you use my toilet?
Because it's just number one. Like, I already did number two there, so I just have to do number one here.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Okay. How about this one? I fell asleep on the school bus, and then when I woke up, I was still on the school bus, and then they dropped me off here, so I found out I really had to use the bathroom, and then I wanted to use your bathroom, and then also call my parents to tell them I'm here. Actually, I don't really need to use your bathroom. That was just an excuse to come inside, so I just want to call my parents. Can I use your phone?
Wait, you don't have to use the bathroom anymore?
No, I peed. I just peed my pants just now, and I want to call my parents to tell them about it. Please give me your phone.
Wait, this doesn't add up at all.
Hey, honey, who's at the door?
This kid wants to borrow my phone.
Oh, here, you can use mine.
No, I don't want your phone. It has to be his phone specifically.
Wait, why my phone?
Because she's a girl, and she has cooties, and I don't want cooties.
What?
You don't have a cootie shot?
What, a cootie shot?
Yeah. What? Circle, circle, wait, dot, wait. Dot, now you have your cootie shot.
Here you go. What?
No, I don't want your phone. Keep your phone. Give me your phone.
All right, Jeffy, my phone just turned on. Now I'm gonna call your dad.
Hopefully Cody got my dad's phone.
My phone's ringing.
What? I'll get it. It's my mom.
Give me my phone back.
Hello?
Hey, Jeffy's dad.
Yes, this is Jeffy's dad.
This is Jackie Chu, Jeffy's teacher. And I just wanted to make sure that you actually signed Jeffy's pizza party permission slip.
The pizza party. Yeah, I signed the permission slip for that. That sounded fine.
Wait, who yelling in the back?
Yeah, yelling? What yelling? Oh, yeah, that. Well, I'm being subpoenaed. Yeah, this guy's trying to serve me papers, but I don't want to go.
Oh, what are you getting subpoenaed?
Well, you see, I saw a car accident, and they want me to come in and tell my side of the story, but I don't really feel like doing that.
Well, you should probably do the right thing and show up.
You see, it's really awkward, because, like, I know both people involved in the accident, and so I don't want to deal with all that, you know?
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, I should probably get going now, so make sure you get Jeffy that pizza. Okay, and if anybody calls you pretending to be me, it's not me, okay? So I think somebody's going to try to steal my phone soon, so just ignore that, okay?
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Okay, here's your phone back. Stop chasing me.
All right, Jeffy. I talked to your dad, and it turns out that you were telling the truth. So come get a pizza.
Yay, I get pizza.
Cody did it.
Oh, that was some good pizza, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think I can eat another bite. Look, Cody, where have you been?
What do you mean, where have I been? I just ran 5 miles both ways to get you your stupid pizza. I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, it was really good.
Okay, fine. At least now I can get back to picking the pepperoni off this pizza so I can eat it.
What?
Oh, come on!
We get to go home!
Yay!
All right, class, you can't take the pizza with you home, so whatever you didn't finish in class, you have to throw it away.
Oh, come on!
Let her go, or suffer the consequences.
Baby! Thank God you're here! You're so brave and so sexy!
Wait! Who is he with that gorgeous hair?
I shampoo and condition.
So sexy!
Oh, the hair! It's my only weakness!
Are you ready to die?
Oh, he can fly too!
Of course I can. I'm Super Hair Man. Super Hair Man. Hair.
Oh, it's too much!
Ah! I got you, baby, I got you! Ah! Baby, I saved you!
Thank you so much for saving me!
Oh, wait, watch the hair! Oh, man, it was just a dream. I wish my life was like that dream. A full head of hair. Can you imagine me being a sexy beast? Oh, my life is so sad. Huh? Who's at the door? Oh, they probably woke me up from my dream. Hello?
Hey, you want to see my pencil?
Wait, your pencil? Wait, who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, my name is Jeffy. She changed on my shirt. Jeffy.
What, Jeffy? What's this note say?
Oh, it says I'm a good boy.
Please babysit. Sorry, wait, I'm not a babysitter. What are you doing here?
Oh, my mom dropped me off, and she said that my name is Jeffy, and now I'm a good boy.
Well, your mom needs to pick you back up because I'm not a babysitter, so where's she at? Where'd she go?
Oh, she drove off.
What, she drove off? Wait, how am I supposed to take you back to her? Look, how about this? How about you
want to see my pencil?
You've already showed me that.
See, it can go on my nose. Look.
Don't do that.
Why?
Because you're going to hurt yourself.
Why?
Because pencils aren't supposed to go in noses.
Why?
Because it hurts.
Why?
Stop saying why.
Why?
No, don't start shouting.
You want to see me draw a pretty picture?
No, no pretty picture.
I'm drawing on your wall. It's a pretty picture.
No, stop it.
Why?
What if I came to your house and drew a pretty picture on your wall?
Go for it.
No, go for it.
Yes, go for it.
Stop it. All right. What? What was that? What are you doing? No, look. How about you come inside and I give you some gummies?
Gummies?
Yeah, gummies.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. Let's find your mom. Oh, God. Why is this my life? Why did he show up at my door? All the houses in the neighborhood, he chose mine. Okay, look. I'm going to give him the gummies, and I'm going to call Rose for help. Hey, Jeffy, I got your gummies.
Why?
Because I said I'd get you gummies.
Feed me. I'm a giraffe. Oh.
What? No, you're not a giraffe.
Gummy right here.
Yeah, gummy does go right there, but you can put the gummy there.
You don't.
No. Wait, why are you wearing a diaper?
In case I poop my pants.
But the diaper's on the outside of your pants.
Yeah, so it won't get dirty.
But then your pants will get dirty. Okay, look, here's a whole box of gummies. You can just eat these and have... Wait, what are you doing? Stop it!
I'm trying to put a pencil in my nose.
And I said stop it, the pencil does not go in your nose.
Why?
Because pencils aren't meant for noses.
Then why does my nose have holes in it?
To breathe.
Does your nose have holes in it?
Yes, every nose has a hole in it.
Then a pencil goes in.
No, just because a pencil will fit in it doesn't mean it should go in it. So look.
Open your nose.
No, open the nose.
Yes, open your nose.
Look, just eat your gummies, okay?
You want to see my pencil?
I've seen it. You show it to me every 5 seconds. You can just eat the gummies, and I'll be right back. Come on, answer the phone, answer the phone. Why do you have a phone if you don't answer it?
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, look, I have a huge problem.
Baby, I know you're bald, but we talked about it. You can get the hair implant.
I don't want the hair implant. That's not the problem.
Well, what other problems do you have other than being bald, Marvin?
Marvin?
That's your name now.
Oh, we couldn't think of a better name than Marvin?
Just go with it.
Okay, look. A kid showed up at my door.
Ooh, was he selling cookies?
I wish he was selling cookies. I think his mom abandoned him.
What?
Yeah, so I need you to come over right now, okay?
Okay, I'm coming right now, Marvin.
Ugh, Marvin. Don't worry, Jeffy. Help is on the way. What? Jeffy, why'd you put that pencil on your nose?
What? What'd you say?
Why'd you put that pencil on your nose? I told you not to do it.
I can't hear you.
Get the gummies out of your ears.
Where'd my pencil go?
Try checking up your nose.
Oh.
What? Oh, hold on. Just stay right here. Rose is at the door. Just stay right here. Oh, thank God you're here, baby. This kid literally shoved the pencil up his nose.
What? Why would you let him do that?
I didn't let him do it. I told him not to do it, and he did it anyway.
Well, I brought him a coloring book and some crayons. I thought he might like that.
Well, you know what he's going to do with those crayons? He's going to shove them up his nose, because he thinks it's his nose that's holding it. That stuff's supposed to go up there.
Oh, Marvin, he's not going to do that.
Well, just come inside.
Okay.
All right, baby, he's in here. But don't get too close to him. I don't know what he might do to you.
What's wrong, Marvin?
He was right here. He's not here. Oh, no. He's loose in the house.
It's going to be okay.
No, it's not okay. You know, he's crazy. He put these gummies in his ears. He has a pencil in his nose.
That's not sanitary.
It's not sanitary. He's insane. He might destroy the house. We have to look for him. Okay, he has a blue helmet on, a yellow shirt that says Jeffy on it. You look that way. I'll look this way.
Okay.
Jeffy, where are you? I want to see your pencil. Oh, God. What if he starts a fire?
Marvin, I think I found him.
You did? Don't get near him. All right, baby, where is he?
Hey, I'm a mummy.
You're not a mummy, Jeffy. Why are you making a mess with the toilet paper?
Because I had to go poop-poop.
Well, did you go poop-poop?
Yeah, and the good news is I'm wearing the diaper, so we're all good there.
Well, that's good.
No, it's not good, because the diaper's on the outside of his pants.
What?
So now your pants are all full of poop.
Well, at least the diaper's still clean.
But your pants are dirty.
Bingo. So who's gonna wipe me?
Hey, can you wipe him?
Absolutely not.
It's starting to itch.
It's starting to itch.
Mm-mm.
It's starting to run up my back.
It's starting to run up his back.
I will not.
Please wipe me.
Okay, look. I will deal with him. Can you just please go try to call the cops and file a missing person report or file a found person report? Just get rid of him, okay?
Okay, Marvin.
Oh, where my pencil go?
Somebody kill me. All right, Jeffy, we got you all cleaned up, and now you can finish eating your gummies.
But my diaper's still clean.
Yeah, because you crap inside your pants and not your diaper.
And my pants are dirty.
Yeah, because you crap inside your pants. Jeffy, stop it. Stop doing that. Why are you doing that? Stop it.
Marvin.
What?
The cops are on their way.
They are? Thank God, we're safe. Because Jeffy's being really weird right now. Look what he's doing. He keeps smacking his diaper, and he's making that weird face, and he won't answer me. Look, Jeffy, stop it. Jeffy, stop doing that right now. Jeffy, please. Jeffy, how could you? Jeffy, there's a lady right here. You can do it in front of a lady. Jeffy, stop it. Please stop it. Oh, grab the coloring book.
Okay.
Maybe that'll distract him. Hey, Jeffy, look at the coloring book.
Coloring book?
Yeah, it's a coloring book. Have you ever colored one before?
No.
Grab a crayon.
Okay.
Okay, so the pages in this book, you color them with a crayon.
I want the crayon for my nose.
Well, no, you're not going to put that in your nose.
But my nose has an extra hole in it. Give me.
That's not what the holes are for. You use those for breathing. You're not going to put a crayon in your nose.
Well, I want the crayon for my nose. Give me half it.
You're not putting it in your nose.
I want it for my nose.
Okay, we're not going to give it to you if you're going to put it in your nose.
Okay, fine. I won't put it in my nose.
You promise you're not going to put that in your nose?
Yeah, I promise.
Okay, give it to him. But you better not put that in your nose. You better not put that in your nose. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Oh!
No more crayon for you, bad boy!
You said Jeffy's a bad boy!
What's happening?
I don't know!
What are you doing? Stop! Stop it! Say some good things!
Jeffy, you're a good boy!
Yeah!
Yeah, I'm a good boy!
Yeah.
I'm a good boy right here!
You're a good boy, yes, you're a good boy! Oh, okay, this is insane. He's crazy. Oh, the cops are at the door. Okay, keep an eye on them, and I'm going to go into the door. Yay, the cops are here. Hello.
Hey there, call the cops?
Yes, please kill me.
Whoa, do I got to take you to a padded room? Huh, you little psycho? A padded room? How's that sound?
No, I need your help. Come inside, please.
Okay.
All right, officer, the problem's in here.
Ugh, a blonde. Tell me about it. They're nothing but trouble.
What? No, not her. Him.
Look, I found my pencil.
Well, I'm glad you found your pencil, Jeffy. Wait. Why is there a crayon in your nose? Rose, why is there a crayon in his nose?
I'm sorry. I tried to stop him. He was just so persistent.
Why is there a crayon in his nose?
He likes to put things in his nose.
Wait, where'd my crayon go? Has anyone seen my crayon? It's yellow.
Look, officer, look, this is what happened. Look, I was laying on the couch, living the dream, and out of nowhere I get a knock on the door, and this thing, this person shows up at my door, and he says his mom dropped him off and abandoned him. So get rid of him, please.
Well, hold on. Let me just ask him a few questions first. Hey there, Jeffy. I see on your shirt it says your name's Jeffy. So what's your last name?
Jeffy.
Your last name is Jeffy? So your name is Jeffy. Okay.
Jeffy.
Yeah, all right. So can I get an address? Where do you live, Jeffy?
Jeffy.
You live on Jeffy. So, like, can I get a house number or something?
Seven
Jeffy? So your name is Jeffy, and you live on 7 Jeffy.
7 Jeffy Street.
Jeffy, this is going nowhere.
I don't. He's so dumb, and he doesn't answer me. He just does dumb stuff all the time. So can you please just get rid of him? Because I.
What's he doing with it?
And then he does that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Stop him from doing that.
No, I mean, look, he's having a blast. He's clearly enjoying himself.
I know, but he's doing that in front of a lady. He needs to stop doing that.
I mean, knock yourself out, you know?
Oh, look, what happens when you call him a bad boy? Jeffy, you're a bad boy.
You said Jeffy's a bad boy.
No, Jeffy, stop.
You're a good boy. You're a good boy.
Yeah, Jeffy, you good boy?
Yeah, he's a lunatic. So get him out of my life now.
Well, see, the problem is you find yourself in kind of a weird situation because, you know, there's that finders keeper, losers weepers law.
What?
Yeah, so, you know, if you find a kid, you're going to have to take care of him until you can find his parents.
What?
That's the law, so.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, there's nothing else I can do.
No, finders keepers, losers weepers! I don't want him! I have to be dreaming. I'm in a nightmare! No, wake up! Please wake up! Huh? It was just a dream! It was just a really bad, sucky dream! Oh, thank God. That would suck if that was real. Huh? Who's that? Hello?
Hey, you wanna see my pencil? You wanna see it?
What do you want for Happy Honda Day?
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Well, I'm dressed up like Santa Claus, and I'm trying to figure out what you want for Christmas.
I don't want anything for Christmas. Christmas is lame.
Marvin, don't be such a Grinch. Christmas time is for giving.
Yeah, Dang, tell me what you want. I'm dressed up like Santa Claus.
Jeffy, Santa Claus isn't even real.
What? Santa Claus isn't real!
He's not! You're 17 years old, Jeffy. You have to find out eventually.
Marvin, don't tell him that!
Baby, he's 17 years old.
Marvin, fix it!
Fine, Jeffy. Santa Claus is real.
Then prove it!
Prove it? I haven't had to prove it before.
Marvin, just take him to the mall so he can sit on Santa's lap.
Baby, it's 10 o'clock at night. The mall's not open.
Well, then hire someone to dress up like Santa.
If you don't prove that Santa Claus is real, I'm gonna poke my eye!
Wait, don't poke yourself.
Ow!
Stop it.
Ow!
Stop.
Ow!
Jeffy,
ow!
I'm about to call Santa Claus.
You have Santa Claus's number?
Yeah, I have his number. I'm going to call him right now.
Can I talk to him?
But no, he's not allowed to talk to kids.
Why? Did he get into legal trouble?
He did. Listen, I'm going to go call Santa Claus. I'm going to invite him over here to talk to you.
Okay.
Come on, hurry up. Answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin. What do you need?
Hey, can you dress up like Santa Claus and come over? My kid wants to meet Santa.
Me? Dress up like Santa? No. See, that wouldn't work because I'm in too good a shape. See, Santa's supposed to be fat, and I'm not. I'm thin. I look amazing. Nobody would believe that I'm Santa Claus. I'm too hot.
Okay, well, do you know anybody that can dress up like Santa?
Well, I do have this one friend who's been looking for work and could really use it.
Does he look like Santa?
Oh, he looks exactly like Santa. It'll be perfect. When you see this guy, you're going to say, that's Santa Claus. It's like his twin.
Okay, then bring him over right now.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Okay, thank you. All right, baby, I got someone to dress up like Santa and come over tonight.
You did?
Yeah, I'm going to tell Jeffy. All right, Jeffy, Santa Claus is coming over tonight.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Is he going to bring his reindeer?
What? No, he's gonna Uber. The reindeer are training for Christmas.
Oh, for the reindeer games.
Yeah.
Where they're gonna laugh and call Rudolph names.
Mm-hmm.
Like shithead.
Wait, Jeffy!
Or period nose.
Do not use that language around Santa or he's gonna put you on the naughty list. Oh, that must be Santa. Let me go answer the door. Hello?
Hey, this is my buddy Vic I told you about.
What's up? I'm Vic.
You said you had a friend that looked like Santa.
He does look like Santa.
He looks like a criminal.
Well, I mean, he did just get out of prison.
Prison?
Well, yeah, he was in there for about 15 years.
Yeah, 15 long years. Oh, looks like Santa spilled.
Oh, no.
Looks like Santa spilled. Oh, you're going to have to clean that up, bud.
Okay.
I'm not hiring him.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad. He's harmless.
Harmless? What'd he go to jail for?
Well, I mean, nothing serious. Just some Grand Theft Auto, aggravated assault, third-degree murder.
Third-degree murder?
Right, third-degree murder.
Third-degree. Just third-degree. It's like the least bad kind of murder.
I'm sorry. I got that confused. It's first-degree murder. And I don't even feel bad about it. I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
I'm not gonna hire him.
Oh, come on, really?
You're not gonna hire me? He's not gonna hire me? You're not gonna hire me? I'll crush your windpipe if you don't hire me!
I'll
crush
you! You're gonna hire him?
Oh, you got the job, buddy.
I got the job! I got the job! Oh, okay. Well, let's go meet some kids!
Before you meet my kid, can you please put a shirt on?
Oh, no. Vic doesn't do shirts.
No.
He says shirts make him feel constricted, like he's back in prison, and that makes him mad and he breaks things and kills people.
I will break a windpipe if I have to wear a shirt!
Yeah.
Oh, okay, no shirts, I guess.
No shirts.
Hey, elf, bring me another beer.
Here you go, Santa. I'm this little elf.
Hey, so what the hell's going on over here? I need to get paid. I got a meeting with my parole officer after this. So where's this kid at?
Jeffy, get in here.
Oh, Santa Claus?
Yeah, kid, I'm whatever you want me to be.
Marvin, who the hell is this?
It's Santa Claus. Jeffy, why don't you sit on his lap?
Here, come here.
I don't want to sit on his lap. What if he has a big wiener?
You don't got to worry about that one, kid.
What the hell is that?
Those are his jingle balls.
But Jeffy, just sit on his lap and tell him what you want.
Oh, okay.
What do you want for Christmas, kid?
I want your Gucci Xbox.
Yeah, we'll get you that one. We'll get right on that one, kid.
Yay! Gucci Xbox!
Yeah, now I need you to get out of this because I need to get paid.
Okay.
All right, so I need to get paid now. Put it in my hands. I need the money.
How much does he need?
I don't know, like 20 bucks?
No.
What, more? 50? 100 bucks? $100.
Yeah, it'll work, kid.
Let me find 100. Oh, okay, here it is.
Pleasure doing business with you, kids.
Well, okay, let's see. This is my house.
Not anymore, kid.
Okay, I'll see you later. Just please get out of my house without breaking anything else.
I guess I'll get out of here then. See you, nerds.
I'm never calling you again for help.
I understand.
Yay! I'm getting a Gucci Xbox!
Marvin, I need to talk with you.
Jeffy, can you go to your room?
Yeah, I'll go make room for my Gucci Xbox.
Marvin, how could you invite that man into our house? He looked like a creep!
I know, baby, but if I didn't hire him, he was going to strangle and kill people.
What?
Look, baby, all that matters now is that Jeffy got to meet Santa and he's happy.
Yeah, but what was that thing Jeffy asked for?
He asked for a Gucci Xbox. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Okay, I'm going to grab my laptop so we can look it up. Oh, my God.
What, Marvin?
That Gucci Xbox that Jeffy wants. It's $10,000!
What? We can't afford that!
I know! Why would he ask Santa for that?
Marvin, what are we gonna do?
We're just gonna have to tell Jeffy that Santa ran out of Gucci parts at the North Pole.
Marvin, we have to get him that Xbox, otherwise he won't believe in Santa!
Look! That's where I told Santa Claus I wanted! That's the Gucci Xbox!
We just wanted to Google it to see what it looks like.
Yeah, and for your record, if I don't get that, then that means Santa Claus isn't real, and then I'm gonna scream, and I'm gonna poke my eye.
Jeffy, Santa Claus is gonna get you that. He's gonna get you that exact one.
Alright, well, I'll be back in my room.
Marvin, why would you tell him that?
I don't know. I choked. I was under pressure. Look. We will figure something out. We can just get him a regular Xbox and write Gucci on it in Sharpie.
Oh, no.
Hey, man.
What do you want?
Well, listen, I felt kind of bad that Vic conned you out of $100, so I got him to do something that I think you're really going to like.
I don't want anything from him.
No. You're going to love it. It's great. So in about 30 seconds, Vic is going to break in through your window and pretend to be Santa Claus delivering presents.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Why would you tell him to do that?
Well, come on. It'll be really cool, because then, your son is going to see him, and he's going to think Santa Claus is delivering presents.
No, don't let him do that. Stop him. I don't want him to do that.
Too late. That's him.
Ho, ho, ho. It's Santa Claus here to deliver the presents.
You do know impersonating a Santa Claus is punishable by death.
Well, we meet again, Santa Claus.
I thought I'd put you away for good.
You should have killed me.
Maybe I will.
If you strike me down, I'll probably die.
That's the point. Wait, what are you doing?
Something I should have done a long time ago, Santa Claus.
Enough of this.
That didn't sound good. Just stay right here.
Oh, no.
Vic, what's going on in here?
Look, man, I don't know. I just snapped. I don't know.
Oh, my God, Vic, you killed Santa Claus!
Look, when I was younger, I never got the gifts I wanted as a kid, so when I saw him, I just snapped, okay?
Vic, where the hell did you even get a lightsaber?
Look, I keep that thing on me at all times.
Oh, Vic, you're going to go away for a while.
I'm not going anywhere!
Oh, Vic. Oh, Santa Claus! Santa, are you okay?
Do I look like I'm okay, boy? I have a tree crushing my windpipe. I have seconds to live.
No, Santa, don't say that. What am I going to tell the children?
Tell them Santa's dead. He has died a violent death.
No, Santa, but what are they going to believe in now?
Hanukkah or something. Oh, oh, oh.
No!
You boys better find out who killed Santa Claus. It's a damn shame what happened here. The kids of the world will be devastated.
Hi, mate. Who do you think killed Santa Claus?
I don't know. Why would you even ask me that? I don't know. It's not like I'm the kind of person who would, like, know the kind of person who would kill Santa Claus. I don't know.
Oh, mate, look at this. I found a beer bottle, and it's got saliva on it. We should test it for DNA.
No. I mean that could be anybody's beer bottle. I mean, it could be mine.
Why would it be your beer bottle at this crime scene?
Because I have a drinking problem, and I like to drink, and I come here to drink sometimes, so it's probably mine.
Oh, well, I'm still going to test it for DNA.
No, Simmons. Damn it. I need to warn Vic. Hey.
What was all that noise?
Santa Claus is dead.
Santa Claus is real?
He's real dead is what he is.
What do you mean Santa Claus is dead?
Well, Vic kind of snapped. Like, he snapped Santa Claus's neck with a Christmas tree.
What? Vic killed Santa Claus?
Yeah, he did.
Well, go arrest Vic!
I can't do that.
Why do you protect this Vic guy so much?
Well, listen, me and Vic are childhood best friends. He always had my back growing up, you know? Like, when kids would give me wedgies, he'd cut their hands off. And if they gave me swirlies, he'd drown their entire family in a lake. That kind of thing. Honestly, I'm just kind of scared of him, and I don't want
to
do that.
Oh, you have to go arrest him. You can't leave him on the streets. He's dangerous.
No. Look, I don't even want to talk about it anymore, okay? Everybody's happy. Your son's happy. He gets to meet Santa Claus. We're all happy.
Well, I'm not happy. My son wants a $10,000 Gucci Xbox for Christmas.
Well, then just tell him no. Be an adult. Tell him that's an unreasonable thing to ask for. Look, Santa's dead. That should make it easy.
I guess you're right. The news is on.
Breaking news, okay? Santa Claus has been killed by an escaped convict named Saint Vicholas, also known as Vic. There's a $10,000 reward if you have any information on Vic that will lead to his arrest.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, you guys wouldn't.
Wouldn't what?
You wouldn't rat out my friend for $10,000.
Well, look, we really need the money. Look, Jeffy wants a Gucci Xbox.
Oh, come on, don't rat Vic out just for an Xbox. He's got a good heart. Well, actually, he has several good hearts in his fridge because he sells human organs on the black market.
You said that he got out of jail after 15 years, but the news says he's an escaped convict.
Well, yeah, he escaped after 15 years, but he was only supposed to serve 6.
6 years?
6 life sentences that he was convicted of. It would have been more, but they couldn't find where the bodies were buried because he ate them. So please don't turn him in.
Okay. Yeah. We won't turn him in, right, baby?
Of course not.
Yeah, we won't turn him in. But I have some more jobs for Vic to do.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, thanks, man. It means so much that you're willing to help out my friend like this. What do you need him to do?
Well, my toilet's clogged, so do you think he can come unclog my toilet?
Oh, yeah, he's great at that. Oh, thank you so much. I'll go get him.
I'm gonna call the cops.
Okay.
Another cop. Okay, so just stand right there and wait a few minutes.
All right, are you sure Vic's coming?
Yeah, he's coming. So once you arrest him, I get $10,000, right?
Yep.
All right. That's him.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here to unclog your toilet.
None of those are toilet plungers.
I can make it work.
Come inside.
Hey, I really appreciate you hiring me. No one really likes to hire a guy who murdered someone.
Oh, yeah.
Where is your door? What? You set me up!
All right, here's your $10,000 for ratting out Vic.
Thank you so much. All right, baby, we can finally buy Jeffy that Gucci Xbox now.
Yay!
Hey, how'd Vic do? Oh, you did not.
No, we didn't get that money by ratting out Vic.
Well, where'd the money come from then?
Slinging leg.
Which is it?
Both?
Yeah, the Tooth Fairy slings leg, and I'm her pimp, and that's my cut for the month.
Oh, that makes sense. The Tooth Fairy's pretty hot. So, you think I could get an appointment with her? Huh? Do I have to lose a tooth first, or how's that work? Or does it happen during? Is she a freak?
I'm so sorry. The Tooth Fairy's all booked up for the month.
Oh, that sucks. Well, could you put in a good word for me next time you see her? I mean, I'll put a tooth under my pillow to get in bed with her. You know what I mean?
I'll put in a good word for you, buddy.
All right, thanks, man. I'm going to go call Vic and see how he's doing.
Oh, no, don't call Vic. You heard what happened to Vic, right?
No, what happened?
Oh, yeah, Elon Musk is sending him to Mars.
Yep, he is.
Yeah, Vic is going to be the first guy on Mars.
Wow, that's great. Good for Vic. I'm so glad he'll finally be remembered for something good instead of killing Santa Claus and all those other people.
Yep, so don't even try calling him because there's no cell service in space.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna go home. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, let's go buy Jeffy this Xbox.
Okay!
Merry Christmas, Jeffy!
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy!
Are you ready to open up your gift?
Well, it better be a Gucci Xbox, or else I'm gonna lose my shit!
What, just open it, it might be that.
Alright, let me see. A Gucci box? I didn't want a Gucci box, I wanted a Gucci Xbox!
Well, open up the Gucci box, there might be another prize in there.
Alright, let me see. Gucci Xbox! It's a Christmas miracle! Santa Claus is real!
Marvin, do we tell him that Santa died?
No, let's just enjoy Christmas.
You sit right there until the judge can see you. I'm not talking until I get a beer! You thought you can get rid of me? Remember, kids, be nice, not naughty.
Be doing animal dissection. So each of you should have a dead animal on your desk